triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail the Rock. All hail the Rock. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are. On this very planet, once again, we welcome you to Radio Biafra live transmission. We must apologize for our late coming. Our systems, we are playing off for some inexplicable reason this very evening, but we have managed to rectify it. We have fixed it. We are coming to you live and direct from our studios here in London on this very day, the 16th day of January in the year of our Lord 2015. Wherever you are, we must welcome you. The time now is exactly, I presume, 7:15, which is 15 minutes past 7 p.m. here in London, 15 minutes past 8 p.m. in the Holy Land of Biafra, where we come from, and the same number of minutes past the top of the hour, regardless of where you are around this very world. It is my pleasure, my duty, my responsibility to welcome each and every one of you. It is also your responsibility to welcome other people as well. Please make use of your phone. You can pick up the phone to call somebody and say, I am listening to Radio Biafra. If you're listening via our FM station, you say, I am listening to CHK 97.6. You tell them where you are and tell them to try it. If you're listening via satellite, you can also call your friends and let them understand that you're listening to Radio Biafra live transmission via satellite this very hour, this very minute, this very second. If you're listening online, you must also do the same thing. It is either you're listening via www.radiobiafra.co, you are listening to us via rblworld.tv, you're listening to us via ipob.org, indigenous people of biafra.org. We are everywhere, including tuning.com. We are also on radioforest.net. If you are lost, go to Google, type in Radio Biafra, you are home and dry. This is where you belong. This is where this evening, as with every other evening, the truth will be preached. The restoration of the kingdom of God upon the face of the earth will be manifest once again. We will tell you how we are going to go in there, how we are going to build it to make it fit for purpose, so that when Chukwu Abiama comes, he will be able to come to Biafra land. This is your radio station. Once again, please, I must crave your indulgence by asking you that should you choose to call Radio Biafra this very evening here in London, please endeavor, please, to turn your system down, because we are here to educate, to enlighten, to inform, so that all of us going into Biafra will be educated, will be knowledgeable about the things that we need to do to preserve our liberty and to preserve our freedom. We have come here to fight for it. And in so doing, we know that we cannot go anywhere, we cannot accomplish anything unless the grace of the Almighty Chukwu Abiama is resting with us. That is why before we go any further, we must say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those in the Far Eastern part of the world. I did us very proud yesterday by coming out once again to nail lies for what it is. Because here on Radio Biafra, we speak the truth, we make it a point of duty to always speak the truth without fail. And very soon, some people are asking me, and also Castro Nkume is back, he's returned to Israel. I met him, you know, where he has gone back to Israel. And we thank Chukwu Abiama for joining mercies. And he sent me a message and on Tuesday or Wednesday, from Biafra land, I will tell you what to do in relation to the question that you posed to me. And then we'll be able to match. Chukwu Abiama is our God. And wherever you are, we must welcome you. Please go and tell people that you're listening to Radio Biafra go and tell them that this is another day that Chukwuebuchi has made, that we'll be able to worship him in truth and honesty. You will tell him that those of them piloting the affairs of Biafra this time around, that we are honest people, we are very clean, we love the truth. Because nobody can come and say we have ever lied. You can manufacture things in your head if you're mad, if you're insane, if you're an instrument or an agent of the devil. But eventually when you come on Radio Biafra and ask us questions, we will answer you. If we ask you, can you answer? That is the problem. People cannot answer our questions because they are not pure, they are not clean, they are imperfect, they are not worthy to be called children of God. But we are here doing what is right before heaven and before this very earth. Right across this very planet, men, women, and children, families are listening to Radio Biafra through whatever means they have chosen to do so. Radio Biafra, once again, I will not hesitate to reiterate, is on multiple platforms. We are on radio, we are on satellite, we are also online. And I can categorically tell you that we are the only broadcaster capable of doing that. AIT cannot do what we are doing. NTA cannot do what we are doing. I repeat, we are the only people that right this very moment, right across the face of the earth. Some people are listening via FM, some are listening online, some are listening via satellite. Can you tell me any other broadcaster in the zoo that can do such a thing? Or any other indigenous broadcaster anywhere in the world? That is why millions of people flock to Radio Biafra every blessed day to come and receive this very blessing and this very gospel. Because sometimes we've even been told, when people listen to Radio Biafra, they come healed. And this is a very particularly sad day for me, in more ways than one. I'm not at liberty to tell you, but Chukwuebuchi knows best. Chukwuebuchi is God. As mankoma me, mankojo me, kanikele chineke. And we must do so this evening. Therefore, Chukwuebuchi that liveth in heaven, of course your grace abound on this very earth. We offer you all that we are. That everything before now, everything at this very period, everything from now to the end of time, we dedicate to your glory. We dedicate it to your honor. Because Biafra we are building is to give praise to your name forever and ever. That is why we are doing it, lest people forget why we are here. And we have sanctified ourselves, we have purified ourselves, we have come very clean, incorruptible as always, without blemish. Because you are God, you can see the hearts of men. We are without blemish, whiter than white and whiter than snow itself. That is why we are here, to serve Chukwuebuchi in truth and honesty, using this very platform that only him created, to propagate this very gospel that will redeem his own children. Those that he created in his own image, those that came from the sun direct. That is why wherever we go to, there is light. Wherever we step into, behold, there is light. Darkness cannot comprehend us. Darkness cannot understand what we are doing. That is why every blessed day, every blessed hour, every blessed minute, the only thought we entertain, the only thought we have is how can we advance this great cause that is the restoration of Biafra in truth and honesty. Having prayed and having dispensed with all the formalities and the protocols of the opening minutes of Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, I must therefore go on to inform you, please, that should you wish to contact Radio Biafra, I had somebody call me, a Yoruba man called me this evening and said he wants to speak on air on Radio Biafra. I told him, please keep listening. You will be able to call us. I welcome that, please. Wherever you are, even if you're Kanilu, you're TV, you are from middle belt, upper belt, lower belt, below the belt, I don't care where you come from. If you pick up your phone and call, +447 8313 08376, you will get us. I repeat, 0044 from outside the zoo. If you're inside the zoo calling our studios this evening, it will be 00944. Should you wish to do that, 78313 08376. We also happen to be on our universal number, which is +44 208 133 9976. I repeat, +44 208 133 9976. We happen to be on Skype as well. On Skype, we are on ID Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. We also happen to be on Viber, We are on WhatsApp. Most of you, of course, keep me company throughout this very program. Unfortunately, my dear brother that keeps me company, I don't know your real name. I know you're Buzzing Mantis. That's the way I know you. Please, I would like to know your real name. He keeps me company all the time when we are live on air, which is a very good thing to know, that people are dedicated. People are following what we are doing right across the face of this very earth. Because this evening, if you call us from Albania, people in Australia will be able to hear you. If you call us this very day from the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, those of them in Nicaragua will be able to hear you. We are in fact, it is unbelievable. Radio Biafra is everywhere. People are talking about us. They call me in the afternoon. They say, you people should keep on doing what you're doing. We are listening. We are watching. As soon as we become convinced as to the merit of what you're doing, that you're not another Wazurike, then we'll come and participate in what you're doing. But we can never be Wazurike because we were sent by heaven. Chukwu Abiam said we should come. Everything we touch turns into gold. Everything we touch turns into gold. There is nothing I have said that I have not done. Anybody trying to convince you otherwise is a product of Satan. There is nothing we have said on Radio Biafra that we have failed to deliver. Nothing, nothing, nothing. The only limitations we have is financial constraint. But even that cannot defeat us, because invariably we get things done. We get our work done. Before I go on this very evening to present our news headlines and accompanying news summary on this very day, this very cold evening here in London, I must please remind everybody, of course, Festus Anekwe, our very credible, very formidable London coordinator. Very, very strong man. Very, very strong, extremely strong. I have received representation following the announcement yesterday. It is not particular to London. It is right across the world, please. It is imperative that IPOB families all over the world open IPOB family account. We will no longer pay money into individual or private accounts, please. Very, very important. Very, very critical. It must be IPOB account, the only exception being for those of them in Africa. I can understand the limitations of that. It must be IPOB account with more than one signatory to that very account. Why is that? I think our brother who spoke to me earlier before I came on air was reciting the Lord's Prayer for me. He said, "Lead us not into temptation." If you have funds coming into your account, into your private account, some of you are disciplined, I know. I know that very well. Those of you who were managing our affairs before, especially in London, you are genuine Biafrans. There is no complaint. Nobody ever complained. London is a model as to how things should be done. And UK-wide, as a matter of fact. The camaraderie, the family spirit in the United Kingdom is exceptional. And I love that very much. But there is something we must try not to do. We will no longer, as long as that transaction is outside the Zoological Republic, or in fact outside Africa, please, we must try and open family accounts. Because what happened in China is exactly what will happen in some other places. I know it won't happen in London. No, it won't happen here. I know that for sure. But in other places, it may happen. We don't want to set a precedent which will backfire in time to come. The same thing happened in China. We paid money into somebody's account. They haven't seen such amount of money before, and they went crazy. We don't want that to happen again, please. Lead us not into temptation. We are not here to lead people into temptation by paying money into their private accounts, please. We want to remain a family the way it is. Please speak to your national coordinator. If you're having difficulties, please speak to the COC. Speak to the head of the Directorate of State. Speak to your continental rep, please. If you're having difficulties, we must look for ways to circumvent that. We must have family bank accounts, please, not private individualized accounts, because nobody can know what tomorrow might bring. The devil is very, very powerful. If they decide to go into somebody, they'll start talking rubbish. They'll find an excuse. They'll say, "Oh no, this is not happening. We thought we were going to grow wings and fly. We are not flying yet because of that." It is because of the amount of money in the account. Because we've been paying money into the account. They may have done business with it and the business didn't quite work out. And then we'll have difficulties. And also, I want to understand precisely what is happening in Stuttgart. Why is Stuttgart the only zone in Germany that is behind? I want people to look into this. I want the national coordinator of Germany to report to me direct and tell me what is happening in Stuttgart. And I also want Fred Onyali to assist in that investigation to unravel precisely what is happening in Stuttgart, why Stuttgart is falling behind. I need to know. Germany and USA, they are our twin pillars. Very, very strong. We don't want anything to happen to Germany and USA, please. I need to know what is happening in Stuttgart, why Stuttgart is behind. I need that report to be with me latest by Tuesday, please. I want the national coordinator of Germany, the deputy national coordinator as well, assisted by a member of the dispute resolution panel. I don't know if most of you know that Onyali serves in the dispute resolution panel, resolving issues as they arise, and I want them to resolve whatever it is that is happening in Stuttgart as quickly as possible. This is Radio Biafra. We must therefore proceed to bring our news headlines and company news summary. Once again, my name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the host and director of Radio Biafra. By the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, I lead IPOB all over the world and I command all her forces. And this year, Chukwu Abiama willing and with his blessing, we shall ably demonstrate our capacity before our enemies, because we are without fear before them. That is why this coming week I'll be in the Zoological Republic. I tell people where I'm going to. If you're powerful and you're very strong, you can stand and wait for us as we come. We have not started killing anyone yet. We haven't. Not yet. And that's what I said to all the saboteurs. Any day you hear that our Fulani people, the killers and the murderers are falling, that day you will leave Biafra land. Because if you stay, you will die. Be rest assured. Anything we say we are going to do, invariably we do it. You must understand that, please. This is Radio Biafra. We must therefore continue and proceed without further hesitation to present, as we promised, our news headlines and accompanying news summary on this very day. Our news today, I don't quite know if it is as rich as I would normally expect it to be, but this day, not minding Radio Biafra, we have researched, we have dug around, we have done everything possible. And please, 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 I must say to our sister, thank you very much. She knows herself. She's working for us assiduously hard in the USA, making sure that all the messages are being responded to on Skype. I thank you very, very much for the work you're doing. I can see the handiwork. Please continue. And may Chukwu Abiama reward you immensely. Because people like you and the likes of Obi, these are the people we want. The wealth of our COC and a few other people all over the world. These are the type of, the quality of educated women that we need here. Educated, learned people. It's about time. Because when you have a disagreement with somebody who is educated, you can debate, you can argue, you can reason. But if the person lacks common sense, then it becomes slightly more difficult. You can't do anything with them because they can never see reason. Please keep on doing the work that you're doing. We are extremely, extremely grateful to you. Thank you very much. Jonathan, I've spoken once again. Jonathan has just opened his mouth and he has said something. What did Jonathan say? The zoo will overcome Boko Haram insurgency soon. Oh my goodness me. Is that possible? Jonathan is saying that Nigeria will overcome Boko Haram insurgency soon. He said this thing before he removed... what's his name again? The Igbo chap. What's his name? The Igbo general who was there. Ihejirika. He said he's bringing in new people because the Sultan of Sokoto told him to remove Ihejirika because Ihejirika was making progress. Jonathan removed Ihejirika and they brought in somebody else to do Ihejirika's work. This is called Kenneth Minimum or Minimum, whatever his name is. I don't know. And Boko Haram have grown exponentially ever since. He's now telling you that Nigeria will overcome Boko Haram. And I want to understand how is it possible for the zoo to overcome Boko Haram? It seems Jonathan does not know the history of Boko Haram. Some of you may be too young. You may not have heard of Maitatsine before. There is a group, a religious extremist group, Islamic of course, called Maitatsine. There are people called Hezbollah, in case you don't know, the ones destroying, you know, beer bottles in Kano. There are all forms of Sharia police. The killing in the Zoological Republic started since 1945, Jonathan. even before your so-called independence. Awusa Fulani Islam have been killing people since 1945, for your information. So something that started since 1945 and continue till now, that has such sympathizers like the former CBN governor and now the mayor of Kano, Sanusi Lamido, Sanusi Lamido, Sanusi. Their chief sponsor is soon to be your head of state, if you permit him. I don't know how Jonathan thinks he can stop Boko Haram. Jonathan, do you know that Boko Haram shared the same ideology as Taliban in Pakistan, for instance? Have they been able to defeat Taliban in Pakistan? I'm not talking about Afghanistan. I'm talking about Pakistan. Have you been able to defeat Taliban in Pakistan? Were they defeated in Afghanistan? Did you defeat Al-Qaeda in Iraq? Have you defeated ISIS now, rampaging through the lands of Syria? Are you able to contain Islam in France? Or even France, an advanced first world country, a nuclear power, a permanent member of the United Nations, one of the most advanced countries in the world, France. Have they been able to overcome the level of extremist ideology that drives Boko Haram, prevalent in France? The answer is no. So why should a baboon like Jonathan think he can get rid of Boko Haram? Jonathan, I will tell you once again, because I know you listen, and so do your press men or those that advise you. I have said this before, maybe it didn't sink in. I'll try again to explain it to you. Boko Haram runs on an ideology. Ideology is like diamond. It is irreducible. You need diamond to mine diamond. And for you to sharpen iron, you also need iron to sharpen it. For you to defeat an ideology, you need another ideology. I will give you a classical example in modern history. Communism is an ideology, a political ideology, or socialism, depending on what you want to call it. For you to defeat communism or socialism, you need capitalism, not democracy. I will explain once again that everybody will understand. For you to defeat an ideology, you need an ideology. And I have a very recent example. The defeat of communism or socialism, depending on your take, was brought about not by democracy and human rights, but with the use of capitalism. Capitalism defeated communism. Do you want to know how? It's a very simple process. The former Soviet leader Gorbachev, most of you may know him, a very fine man. The wife was Raisa Gorbachev, very elegant lady as well, of course now deceased. May her soul rest in peace. All of you may have heard about Gorbachev. Gorbachev traveled to Canada. The Canadian Prime Minister, at the instruction of the then British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, gave Gorbachev a credit card and asked Gorbachev to go out on the streets of Ottawa to go and shop with the wife. Gorbachev went out and came back and said, "Is it possible to transact using ordinary plastic?" They said, "Yes. This is what you will enjoy if you open up your land, your economy, to a free way of thinking. Capitalism. Private ownership of goods, properties, and services." And that was how communism was defeated. Simple credit card. Most of you don't know this story, but I'm telling you this evening. Credit card. You know, your debit card you have in your wallet. That was what defeated communism. Gorbachev went back and introduced two things. Glasnost and Perestroika. Go and study your history. The rest is there for you to see. It took capitalism to defeat communism. Not democracy, not rule of law, not human rights and rubbish. An ideology will defeat an ideology. Going back to Jonathan, for you to defeat Boko Haram, you need a superior ideology. Do you know what that ideology is? Biafra. Biafra is not. I keep reminding people Biafra is not a political process. Some of you don't know this. I am telling you, as I will always remind you, Biafra is an ideology. It is a religion. This is Radio Biafra. When next they ask you, how was communism defeated? Tell them, simple credit card. In Canada, that's where it happened. Ask historians and they will tell you. That is why here we are learned. We are educated here on Radio Biafra. Jonathan cannot fight Boko Haram with 1985 weapons, according to Fashola. The weapons they are using now was last procured in 1985. That is why I said that now is the time to attack this very army. But being who we are, we never act when the time is right. We wait until they regroup. Now, the question is, how about the defense budget since 1985? Every year, they budget for defense. To buy weapons, to renew weaponry, to pay salaries. And all. Yes, we know that. How about all the budgets you made? What is it? Where is NNS Aradu? Those who are in the Navy. Where is NNS Okemiri? Oyinmiri is called. I think it's Oyinmiri is called. Where is it? Their flagship then was NNS Aradu, which wasn't even a warship, but a simple U.S. Coast Guard cutter. That's what they buy. They never buy a warship. It may look like a warship, but it's not a frigate. No, it is a simple Coast Guard, U.S. Coast Guard boat. They adapted it. They called it NNS Aradu. Ask them. It was their flagship, their number one vessel. Where is it today? The weapons they are using was last procured in 1985. And of course, in the past 2-3 days, we know that Russia have been supplying them with parts and some ammunition have come in. We know that very well. But we know it will crumble. It cannot survive. As Russia well knows, there is an antidote to modern attack helicopters. The Taliban then called Mujahideen, that's their name. We know the Soviet Union went to Afghanistan and they were defeated. They used Stinger missiles to destroy the Soviet attack helicopters. So even the helicopters that the Russians are sending is prone to heat-seeking missile. Can be launched from the shoulder and it will bring down the helicopter. If you get any of the rotors at the back, it is finished. So people should not panic. The zoo is finished. Don't be seeing them with helicopter. You're panicking. Rubbish. They flew the same thing into Afghanistan. And Soviet Union was comprehensively defeated. What matters in battle is your heart, your spirit, and your mind. It doesn't matter what the opposition brings. The only reason why Nigeria defeated Biafra was because the British sided with Nigeria. Was because the whole Arab world was with Nigeria. Because the whole Christian Europe was with Nigeria. People ask me what I have against Christianity. I said to them, it's the Biafran war. Christians were against Christians, siding Muslims to kill Christians. That is why when I look at modern Christianity, I laugh. Because it's not correct. It can't be correct. It's from Satan. I can prove it to anyone. These people we are there and fellow Christians, we are being killed in Biafra land. And Christians in Europe did nothing. They did nothing. Instead, they were siding Muslims to kill Biafran people that they brought Christianity to. People can live with such hypocrisy, but I cannot. I must mention it. This is Radio Biafra. Do you know there is no campaign poster for Jonathan in Kano? If you have relatives in Kano, ask them. Maybe with the exception of Sabongeri, one or two houses in Sabongeri. Have you seen any Jonathan posters in Kano? But he's the president of the zoo. But there's a part of the zoo that is a cage he cannot go into. He read zoology. He is the president of Nigeria, but there are places in Nigeria that Jonathan cannot go to. For example, Kano. There is no campaign poster, not even one, of Jonathan in that very place. And people are telling me that. You know, it has just, somebody told me today that Wazirika has been telling his followers that that something is going to happen next month, that the zoo is going to break next month, because of course the monkey listens to Radio Biafra. I expect him to know that we will do something. That is what the HMFR has been saying to me all this while. Anything now we do back home, there are vultures waiting to bounce and claim credit for it. If we leave them now to do it, can they do it? The answer is no. At least we taught them how to build a cenotaph. Everyone is now building a cenotaph to remember the dead. I don't know. It's a dilemma. I think the directorate of state will have to, have some sort of input into this. But we'll march anyway, very soon. Chukwu Abiyama is God. A soldier's gun barrel muzzle pointed at President Jonathan causes panic. A soldier was pointing his gun at Jonathan. I told Jonathan, you will be assassinated. Do you remember when I told you that? You will be. The only reason why Jonathan will not be assassinated is if they know that Buhari is going to ascend to the throne for certain. If they know that the wind of uncertainty blowing right across the Zoological Republic portends ill will for the country, Jonathan will be taken out. And what can you do about it? Nothing. You run around and run around and run around. The likes of Chibika Amechi is there. The likes of Ngige. They are there to plead the cause of our Hausa Fulani people. And even Eze Ikonne in Aba is also there. Some of your traditional rulers are also there. Jonathan's life was in danger as a soldier was seen pointing his gun at Jonathan. I told him they will kill you. These guys are mad. He will be there and say, oh, nothing will happen. Like Agu Ironsi. Oh, don't worry. We are here in one Nigeria. Jonathan, the same people that gave birth to Boko Haram, they are called Islamic Brotherhood, the Jihad, Islamic Jihad. In fact, they were called then. Jonathan, I'm sure you know about a man called Anwar Sadat. Anwar Sadat was the president of Egypt that made peace with Menachem Begin of Israel at Camp David. I think it was in 1973 or so. Jonathan, do you know that Anwar Sadat was assassinated during parade? They came out in broad daylight and shot him dead. He was taking salute. And they killed him at the parade ground. The Islamic Brotherhood. Jonathan, are you aware of that? Do you know who is Anwar Sadat? His stature, his gravitas around the whole world. He was a man of steel, a man of stature. Heads of state around the world respected him. Anwar Sadat of Egypt. But the Muslims didn't mind. They killed him. Talk less of Jonathan. The only reason why they have not unleashed their dogs of war is because of oil. They are gauging to see how, if they succeed now in hiving away men, cut out men, go in and destroy the other groups, they will do it. They're only afraid of Biafra. That is the only reason why they have not killed Jonathan yet. Because if you ask, behind the brain of every Hausa person and Fulani is, we don't want to do anything that will alienate the so-called South-South that will make Igbos to use it to pounce and create Biafra. That is their problem. Because once Biafra comes, you cut off their access to oil. Crude oil is what an Hausa Fulani man wants. Cut them off from crude oil and they are dead. They go back to the dark ages from whence they came. They are the children of darkness. I want nothing to do with them. Igbos are also crying in Lagos once again. The other day, they lost goods worth, billions. They couldn't count the money anymore. Today, over 500 shops belonging to Igbo people have again been burned. Igbo people do not hear. Of course, I said many more will happen. They will kill them. This is only burning of shops. Igbo people will be killed. They will be crying and shouting and nobody will come to their rescue. Mark my words somewhere. Today, they have burnt their shops again. 500 of it burnt down. And they are crying as usual. Crying as always. We lack weapons and uniform, Nigerian soldiers tell CNN. But of course, people came back to start complaining. Nigerian army started saying, no, it is not true. But as I say, keep saying to Biafrans all the time and to our men, the only thing that the Nigerian soldiers have is AK-47. We will have our own AK-47. So, why should we be afraid of them? We are born soldiers, or some of us were born soldiers. The same way Chukwu Abiyama gave us the last of HMFO, who we are born engineers. Sound engineers, for that matter. So that's why we have Radio Biafra. Nobody can say they did anything for us. We built it ourselves.
It's only the new transmitters we're now installing that we can say we bought. But the technology that underpins it, we developed it ourselves. So that is why I can sit here in the United Kingdom and broadcast, and the whole world will hear it. Because we are formidable. Very, very formidable. They are lacking weapons and uniforms. Their morale is very, very down. The zoo army is finished. And that is why they are being ravaged by Boko Haram. Now is the time for Biafra to strike. If we have the weapons, that is. That is always a caveat. We need the weapons. And then we do the fighting ourselves. We don't need people to do it for us. After all, Israel fought on his own. They didn't require people to do it for them. INEC have now sacked workers for stealing permanent voter cards. I remember doing a program here saying that everybody in Nigeria is a criminal. That's what I said. They said, oh, it's too black. I said, Onyolawonyoshi. They are criminals and rogues. These are the people charged. They remind me of judges in the zoo, your lordships in the zoo. You know, because a white man says, call me his lordship. You know, even baboons, they want to be called his lord, their lordships or whatever they're called. Because other people are voting. Why can't we vote with voter card? But people employed, paid money to do their work, they are busy stealing voter cards. And it's incredible. Incredible. In Biafra land, if you are caught, if you are complicit, I did not say if you are caught, if you are complicit in electoral fraud, you will be executed publicly. In Biafra land, if you are found tampering with election result, the punishment will be public execution. Do you know why? Because you don't play with the will of the people. Because the people, they are always paramount. The will of the people is paramount. You don't play with it. After all, even Chukwu Abiyama, as they say, sent his only son to come and die. Because of the will of the people, that his own will may be done. Therefore, impacting on the lives of the ordinary people to save them. Therefore, you don't play with the will of the people. Very, very important. Tamper with electoral result or vote or whatever. Public execution in Biafra land. We are not noted for capital punishment, but it has to come back. Because some of you will bring Nigerian blood with you in the Chineke Gap Walk. You will bring your Nigeria. Oh, Nigeria. God forbid. The zoo. Everybody, in fact, as the lorry load is coming in after Biafra is reborn, all of you will stop by the street. In fact, before you get into a banke, you will stop and wash yourself clean and burn all the things you are bringing with you from the zoo, because it's contaminated. Nigeria is evil. Everything about the zoo is evil. Everything about it is bad. If you like, name one thing that is good about the zoo. Maybe we should do it this evening. When people call, I ask them, name one thing. No jokes, just name one thing that you think, even when you were growing up as a child, you thought was good about the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. You'll be amazed. More austerity measures coming, because there is no money, according to Okonjo Iweala. Do you know what is austerity? Austerity means that you starve. If you were being paid 30,000 naira before every month, now you'll be paid 15,000 naira. The man that brought us close to austerity was a man called Shagari. They squandered all the money in the treasury. He went and called some economists from America, four of them. They came to the zoo. They stole all the money that is there. They came to give us an economic blueprint. They stole the money and they ran away. At the Akinloye Yoruba man, then the chairman of MPN was busy importing champagne. Akinloye champagne from the Champagne region of France. Bespoke champagne for the Yoruba man. Omar Odiko stole a mobile bank of 4.8 billion pounds in financial instruments and ran to England. Oh my God, these people. They bankrupted the country, and Shagari said, oh, there's going to be austerity measure. That nonsense continued till today. Now they are relaunching Jonathan's austerity measures. Why? All of you, Konji Wala, Jonathan, all of you ministers with your loot stashed away abroad, bring back your money you stole and things will be okay. Just bring the money back. All of you are criminals. By none, you are all rogues. Bring back the money that you stole and you see how good things will be. But that is the thing about us, is that as I keep asking myself all the time, they say, oh no, you put people off the way you speak. Some people want to support what you people are doing. They want to come, but the way you speak puts them off. And I say, to hell with them. Go to hell, you moron. Why is it that black people allow those that steal, that make their life intolerable, to be alive? How is that possible? How can you make such a thing possible? In any other part of the world, they'll be dead. In any other part of the world, apart from Africa, this crop of so-called leaders and politicians, they will all be dead. People will come out and kill them on the road. But our own, it's from my village. It's our turn. It's my village turn to rule. If we are rotational, you after rotating, you rotate to me. Nonsense. Rubbish. And idiots talking this nonsense, they live in America. Is Obama from your village? Some of you live in England. Is David Cameron from your constituency? Is he from your clan? But you prefer to live here. Why? Because the policies are good. Because the quality of life is better. But of course, we don't reason very well, do we? Black people. That is where we are poor now. Why is Africa the poorest part of the world? Have you asked yourself that question? Does it mean Africans don't go to school? They are more learned than anybody else. They go to school. Have you seen the list of presidential candidates? PhD, all of them PhD. Two have BSc. The only person with that certificate is Buhari. The rest, PhD. Jonathan has PhD. Does he have sense? The answer is no. You can have all the PhDs in the world. It doesn't mean you have any brain inside your skull. Doesn't mean that. Foreign investors have now withdrawn $793 billion from the Nigerian stock market. Hey, Chineke na nanotu. The stock market is crashing. They have now withdrawn $793 billion from the Nigerian Stock Exchange. I am so happy. All the signs are pointing towards calamitous collapse of the Zoological Republic. Disastrous collapse. Exactly what happened in Somalia, it will be worse in Igbo land. Of course. If you allow the collapse of the zoo, who is going to provide leadership? Is it Ohanaeze? The answer is no. Compromised. Every village will have their own little army, like what is happening in Somalia. Why? Because you people, you love lies. You love lying. Deceit. Cheating. That is the result of years of envy and jealousy. Oh, if they're doing it, me too, I want to do my own. Typical petulant Igbo character. That is why, if we allow an uncontrolled collapse of the zoo, Somalia will be better than us. I said it before in America, and I will say it again. If you don't control the outcome, Somalia will be better. Mark it somewhere. When the time comes, I'll say I told you so. We continue. The Chad government have now voted to send their troops to Cameroon and to the zoo to fight Boko Haram. Look at ordinary Chad. A place where there is only flies and sand. Ijijina Aja. Voting to send troops to fight for Jonathan. Oh my God. The giant of Africa indeed. Chad. Who knows about it? Who is Chad? Who are they? You know, when a country is ruled by a black person and is very backward, dependent on one particular resource to get money, they call it a banana republic. Chad is below a banana republic. It's an Islamic backwater. So they have nothing. It's another wretched French-controlled territory. They are sending their troops to the giant of Africa to help them to defeat. No, I thought they said Americans are coming. Israelis are coming. The Chinese. Everybody is coming. The British. Everybody is flying in. The only thing you know how to do is to loot money, to steal, to cheat, to lie, to deceive. That is all you do. You Nigerians. That is your job. That is the only thing you're known for. Schools in Ogun shut as teachers begin strike. This is only the beginning. Only the beginning. There will be trouble if Adamawa Borno and Yobe are exempted. I say people listen to Radio Biafra. Every blessed day I will bring you news. They know we have now concentrated on Adamawa Borno and Yobe. We have told the world, if there is no vote in these three areas, you cannot have anybody be declared a president. It's impossible. Now, most of them are catching on because they come to us for education. People come to Radio Biafra to be educated. And we educate them. We do. We educate people when they come here. We do. We continue. Another APC office bombed. 5 people die in Abuja, Odual, in River State. We are killing ourselves. Think about it very carefully. In River State, this is what Chibika Amechi wanted. We are killing ourselves in Biafra land. But our WhatsApp people have ring-fenced their area. It's only Buhari they know. No other person. And everybody have complied. But in our own place, some are for Buhari, some are for Jonathan, we are killing ourselves. Does that make sense to anybody? The answer is no. Because there is no serious... Anyway, I wouldn't give away much. Let us be going very soon. Very, very soon, my dear. You will see what will happen. In Lagos as well, fire have burnt Igbo warehouses in Lagos. Burnt the whole place down. Burnt it down. What a way to start the new year. What a way. A mistrust master of disguise, so cruel he forces kidnapped girls to become suicide bombers. The mad Boko Haram jihadi who has overseen the slaughter of 16,000 people. That is Shekau. Shekau is very popular. But I don't know. British people, I hope you all are listening. You know you love Awosa Fulani so much. You love Islam so much. Britain loves Islam. They don't play with Islam here. You love Islam so much that even though people who were more qualified, more educated came from Biafra land, you said, you decided by rigging the census of 53 and 57 that Awosa should rule. You wanted Awosa by all means. Now you have Shekau. And you're crying. And very soon, the effects of what Shekau is doing will affect an ordinary British person here. It has affected one ex-serviceman, I would say, serviceman's family, the one that was beheaded. It will soon come here. The effects of the British folly and stupidity will haunt them. In Britain, they have public schools where if you're a very bright child, you go to these schools. They are called grammar schools. If you're very brilliant. In Britain, if you're very brilliant at your workplace, they promote you. I love them for that. Once you're very good, you'll be promoted. That was how I got promoted. If you go to work and you exhibit, you know, good skills, they will promote you. One day you become a manager. Why is it then that when you came to the zoo, you met people who were naturally educated, that you insisted on giving power to the Awosa people? In case you have forgotten, Shekau is an Awosa person that is now presided over the killing of 16,000 people by suicide bombers alone. Is Awosa your favorite child? You brought it upon yourself. You brought it upon yourself. Again, Boko Haram militants have now attacked Kayamula village near Maiduguri. They are getting closer and closer to Maiduguri and they will take Maiduguri. This is where Jonathan is planning to hold elections. There will be no elections in Borno. They may rig it. They may say to Britain, please, BBC, keep announcing that elections is holding in Borno. And you know BBC, and I give them money and they will announce anything you want them to announce. Boko Haram militants attack Kayamula village near Maiduguri. We continue. French post office hostage taking ends with no victims. The whole of France is under siege. The whole of France is under immense, immense siege. Because Islam can never love you unless they convert you. You cannot be friendly to Islam without Islam seeking to convert you. They can't convert you, they kill you. I remember one Igbo man telling me that they were running away from Boko Haram. I wish he can call one day to say, I don't know if he said this on air, you know, to me in a private meeting. He said, he asked an Hausa person, but you're friendly with Igbo people. Why do you people kill them now and once in a while? He said, you can also be very friendly with your dog. But any day you want, you can kill your dog and eat it if you want. You, of course, you own a dog. You're very friendly with the dog. Any day you want to kill the dog, you kill the dog. You continue. Life continues. That is how they see Igbo people in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. That concludes our headlines. Now the news in greater detail, please. Our lines will soon open immediately after this, and then you will be at liberty to call us and give us the benefit of your opinion. But I must also recap this evening that our Lord's Prayer is important to us. Lead us not into temptation. Because of that, no private or individual accounts, please. For the running of the affairs of IPOB, no. President Goodluck Jonathan has assured those they call Nigerians baboons and monkeys that the zoo will soon overcome the Boko Haram insurgency, going by recent developments. The president gave the assurance at an internally displaced persons camp in Maiduguri on Thursday. He didn't want to call it refugee camps. Jonathan gave this assurance in a refugee camp in Maiduguri on Thursday. He said, "It is a sad thing talking about the problem of refugees. They call them IDPs. If they are internally displaced, how about during the war when Biafra land was being ravaged? We'll run from Omuaha to Mbise. Some will run to Nkwere. Some will run from Nkwere to Mbano. Some will run from Mbano to all over the place. And then we are called refugees. Biafran displaced families, we are called refugees. But Hausa displaced families are called internally displaced persons. We displaced abroad? It was internal. People moving to go and look for areas where there is no war. Is that not the same thing happening now in the northeastern part of the Mohammedan Emirates of the North? The same thing. But it is spin. Because if you use the word refugee, people will understand there is a crisis. But you keep calling them IDP, IDP. Does your grandfather in the village know what is IDP? The answer is no. But go and say refugee. You see what they will say. They will react more. That is the way that Jonathan have chosen to govern. By deceit. By deception. Very sad indeed. Nobody will be happy seeing IDPs everywhere. Or seeing refugees everywhere. Jonathan said the activities of Boko Haram had created trauma by inflicting harm on the monkeys called Nigerians. I feel pained as a president when I hear that some Nigerians have fled to Chad and Cameroon Republic as refugees. Now that they are in Cameroon, how can they be internally displaced persons in Cameroon? These are the words of your president, who said he's a PhD holder. Jonathan, listen very, very carefully, please. Listen extremely carefully, please. I must tell you this. These are the words of Jonathan. So when I tell you that people are not educated, you believe me. Jonathan said, I feel pained, this is a direct quote from him, I feel pained as a president when I hear that some Nigerians have fled to Chad and Cameroon Republic as IDPs, as internally displaced persons. How can you be internally displaced in Cameroon when you don't come from Cameroon? I don't know if people are following what I'm saying. Internal means confined to a geopolitical space, confined within the zoo called Nigeria. But these are refugees fleeing to Cameroon and to Chad. Jonathan is still referring to them as internally displaced persons. It is a crass display of lack of understanding or knowledge of English language or its misapplication, however you have chosen to interpret it. That is why I said I'm not educated. You cannot have an internally displaced Nigerian in Chad. It doesn't make sense. Chad is not a part of the zoo. So you cannot have your own people in Cameroon as internally displaced because, oh my God, my God. Cameroonians will be internally displaced within their country. Once a Cameroonian leaves Cameroon to come outside, they are now externally displaced persons. For want or lack of a better word to describe it. He added, that is Jonathan, Let me assure you that the Federal Republic of the Zoo is working hard to ensure that the insurgency is brought to an end so that IDPs do not have to stay longer in camps. So that refugees, who stays in camps? Refugees. Remember, Palestinian refugees in camps. People stay in camp. Those staying in camps are refugees or those in crisis. Once you stay in a camp as a result of war, you're a refugee. You're seeking refuge. Now they call them IDPs. trying to manufacture English language. Monkeys speaking. I don't know. Anyway, we shall get there. Jonathan cannot fight Boko Haram with weapons from 1985. Lagos State Governor Babatunde Fashola, the man with the two bulletproof vehicles costing nearly 800 million naira. Yoruba man. But the Yoruba press will not write about him. Oh, Yoruba, you people are so deceptive. Will you write about Babatunde Fashola? The answer is no. But you write about Stella Odua. Yoruba media. Amazing people. Lagos State Governor Babatunde Fashola, the man with two bulletproof vehicles costing 800 million naira, has faulted a statement made by President Goodluck Jonathan that APC presidential candidate Muhammadu Buhari did not buy any weapon for soldiers when he was head of state. Fashola made his displeasure known while speaking at the 2014 series of the Bafemi Awolowo free education lecture organized by the Faculty of Education of Bafemi Awolowo University, Ile-Ife, in Osun State on Thursday. He asked if President Goodluck Jonathan planned to fight Boko Haram with 1985 weapons. When a man says, when they were there, they did not buy guns, ask if they had bought guns in 1985, will he be fighting war with 1985 guns? It's a good thing to take a man by his words. Awolowo prepared himself to speak in public because he knew the value of the spoken word. And more importantly, he knew electoral promises were a matter of very serious honor. And to break them was a matter of great dishonor and breach of trust. They are fitting, they are worshipping a man, a Yoruba man, in case you don't know him. His name is Obafemi Awolowo. This man is the fourth genocidist in the history of modern warfare. This man, Yoruba man, incidentally, Obafemi Awolowo, he was instrumental in the killing of over 1 million children. Yoruba man. Because according to every international statute, hunger is not a legitimate weapon of war. Go and ask anywhere, including Geneva Convention. This man, Yoruba man, decided to cut off food supplies to Biafran territory and was also instrumental in the formation of the air, land, and sea blockade that ensured no food got into Biafra land. Obafemi Awolowo is a war criminal. In any other part of the world apart from the zoo, Awolowo would have been tried posthumously and condemned. But here people name universities after a mass murderer. They fought. He killed 1 million people. I think Pol Pot is number three. I think Hitler is number one. Number two is Yakubu Gowon. Number three is Pol Pot. Number four is Awolowo. Go and check your history books. That is why when you go to Yoruba churches and kneel down before the same people that killed 6 million of you, I weep for you. I see you as something beneath an animal. I see you as, no, you're not a human being. The same pastor you're kneeling down in front of, their people ensured that 1 million of you died. And you hopelessly go to their churches. Awolowo is one of them. Look at Fashola singing his praises. They named the university after him. They even have Awolowo Road somewhere in Igbo land, I'm sure. Anyway, mind the Igbo people, if you kill them, they honor you. Once you kill them, they will love you. Why do they love Satan now? Because Satan is killing them. They must do so. No campaign poster billboards of Jonathan in Kano. It is not there in Kano. Very, very sad indeed. But they are in one zoo, one colony, one animal kingdom. Few weeks to the presidential election. You see, they are still saying it. Few weeks to the... But how can you hold presidential elections when in Borno you cannot hold elections there, in Yobe and Adamawa, why do people continue to deceive that? My God. Lord have mercy. Anyway, few weeks to the presidential election, posters and billboards of President Goodluck Jonathan for his re-election are yet to be seen across 44 local government areas of Kano State, according to Daily Trust. Their correspondent went round the state metropolis to report that there are no campaign items on President Jonathan in strategic locations around the state. However, in an interview with them, a founding member of PDP in the state engineer, Abdul Kader Yusuf Gude, said the handlers of the president's campaign should be blamed and not the leaders of the party. The president's campaign organization are the ones responsible for the campaign materials and not the leadership of the party. If they cannot discharge their duties, let them resign. Everybody knows, because they have had their meeting to say it is our son Buhari who is going. So it doesn't matter the party you belong to, just pipe low, essentially, and toe the line. And they're doing the same. No problems. But come down to Biafra land, APC, PDP clash, Biafrans killing themselves because of a Hausa man that killed them during the war. Isn't that interesting? People are fighting and dying in Imo State to protect Buhari that came to Imo State and killed Igbo people there. The narrative is fantastic. In fact, if we had proper movie industry, we need to do a movie on this. People are fighting and dying in Owerri. They are fighting and dying all over Biafra land. Why? Because they are fighting to secure the interest of a man that came and killed them. I mean, does that make sense? There was slight panic at Nigeria's Armed Forces Remembrance Day celebration on Thursday when the gun barrel and muzzle and nozzle of an unnamed Nigerian soldier was reportedly pointed at Goodluck Jonathan. My goodness. Anyway, he didn't squeeze the trigger. Narrating the incident, it was written that shortly after the prayers, the president led a writ followed by Vice President Amadi Sambo, Senate President David Mark, and Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives, Honorable Emeka Nhedioha. The Speaker of the House of Reps, Honorable Aminu Tambuwal, is a Hausa man. He doesn't like Jonathan, so he didn't come. So they don't know to even put their useless contraption called Nigeria first. No, nobody does that. It is what is important for our Hausa people is, if you are a Hausa person, do not be seen with Jonathan. That's what I have done. Jonathan and other top government dignitaries took their turn to lay their wreaths at the foot of the monument of the known soldier, a symbolic gesture of honor of the nation's... Nigeria is not a nation, please. If you don't know the meaning of nation, please go and research it very well. But of course, these are people, they are black people, they don't know English language very well, so we excuse them. The nation's fallen heroes from active military service. However, the drama started when one of the soldiers in the firing party, who unfortunately was on the president's right side, mistakenly got the butt of his rifle entangled in his military uniform, preventing him from lifting the rifle to his shoulder. As the scenario was playing out, unknown to the president, who was, as custom demands, stood in the middle of the firing party, made up of soldiers from all the three services of the armed forces, and was looking straight at the monument of the unknown soldier opposite Eagle Square. Fortunately, the eagle-eyed security agents were quick to observe that the rifle had tilted the posture of the soldier, causing the barrel and the nozzle of the gun to turn towards the president, who was standing at the middle of the firing party. Alarmed, a plainclothes security agent standing behind the firing party immediately intervened from behind the soldier. He at first tried to correct the soldier's skewed posture and eventually helped to untangle what might have been the lower sling swivel rope attached to the butt of the barrel. Jonathan came very close to being accidentally shot. It would have been accidental discharge, isn't it? The way they kill people every day along the road. Maybe that would have been a lesson for all of them. At the foot of an unknown soldier to celebrate their nation. There is nowhere on this earth you have a nation which defines people specifically according to their shared value system, where you group people together from diverse cultures and value systems into one nation. It never ever happens. Britain is a country. England is a nation. I repeat, we are in the United Kingdom. We are in Britain this evening broadcasting. We are in England. England is a nation, a group of people, Anglo-Saxons and Normans, yes. In the north is Scotland, the Celtic people. They have their own country, their own nation, Scottish flag, Scottish currency. The same thing with Wales. Britain as a whole is a country, but not a nation. Some people don't know this. We need to try and educate them. No fewer than 500 shops have been razed in another midnight fire at the Berlin Market in Marina on Lagos Island on Friday. Property estimated at millions upon millions upon millions of naira. We are lost in this latest incident, which is coming barely 24 hours after two men lost their lives and many rendered homeless in a similar fashion in Ijora, Badia, and the Waya, Yaba areas of Lagos State of the Zoo. On Thursday, Igbo businesses being systematically burnt down in Lagos. All over the place, they are burning their businesses. Will Ohanaeze speak? Of course, no. They won't say anything because they are weak and compromised. All of them with the Awosa soldiers guarding them. The director of the Lagos State Fire Service, Rizak Fadikbe, said the shops were constructed in rows and occupied about 2 acres of land in the area. Fadikbe explained that more than five fire trucks loaded with 10,000 liters of water, each from five divisions of the agency, had been deployed in the scene. I don't know if you have seen a fire station in the zoo. There is one along Oshodi Apapa Express, when in fact, directly opposite the entrance to Ladipo, is it Ladipo Market? Yes, Ladipo Market, where they sell, at Oshodi, where they sell spare parts. There is no fire engine there. There is no fire engine, in fact. And they... So you'll be wondering, where did they park the fire engines? It doesn't surprise me that anytime fire gets hold, it burns everything down completely and totally. We lack weapons, and buy uniforms for us, please, Nigerian soldiers tell CNN. Some soldiers engaged in the war against terror in the north have told CNN that they are not being properly funded and equipped by the federal government of the Zoological Republic. In an interview with CNN, the soldiers whose faces we are not shown said they were not well equipped and even had to buy their own uniforms. One of the soldiers who is currently serving in Jos, Plateau State, said many of his colleagues were forced to flee when they were overpowered by terrorists due to the superior firing power of the terrorists. And people are telling me it's the Nigerian army. Is they terrorize ordinary civilians? They can't do anything when an army meets them. Do you know they gave Bakassi to Cameroon? Do you know that Nigerian soldiers were deployed to Bakassi? Are you aware of that? And what happened? They ran back. They killed them and they ran away. Ordinary Cameroon defeated them. Because there was no Britain. They were calling Britain. Oh, Britain, are you there? You are our colonial master. Come and help us. Britain, France told Britain not to intervene. And Britain didn't. Look at now that Boko Haram is killing them. They are begging Britain to come. Britain said no. They will lose the war. Of course they will. Because their godfather is not there. Their creator is not there to help them. The Independent National Electoral Commission has dismissed two of its officers for allegedly stealing permanent voter cards in its Patani local government area office of in Delta State. This information was contained in the commission's bulletin released in Abuja on Thursday. The dismissed officers are Mr. Collins Omofoma and Mr. Onome Abudioba. Also, the commission said it had terminated the appointment of Mrs. Obi Chinwoke Ugochi, an administrative officer, for alleged absence from duty without permission. Ugochi is of the commission's Anambra State office. How many Awosa people have been sacked here now? None. Awosa does not commit crime with ballot boxes. It's only Igbo people that commit crime with ballot. Oh, Lord. The zoo. Fascinating stuff. Fascinating. In Biafra, when we after Biafra must have come, we need to commission the film industry. Not this nonsense you call Nollywood. We mean proper filmmaking industry. I said proper filmmaking, not concert. Proper filmmaking industry. They will shoot, they will do a movie about the zoo to remind our children not to be like Nigerians. They will do a movie about them where everything is corrupt. Everything is upside down. You cannot find, you will walk from morning till night, you will not meet one decent, honest human being. Not one. Sometimes you can spend a month. Not one singular, decent, honest, God-fearing person. Not one. Everybody's a rogue. More austerity measures coming, according to Konji Wala, following the continuous decline of the price of crude oil. That is the only thing they have. Please, the only thing that Nigeria has to sell to make money is Biafra's crude oil. That is all they have. That is why they say we must stay in one Nigeria. Because of the crude oil. It's the only thing they sell to make money. But now, people don't want to buy the oil anymore. So, Nigeria has no money. And because of that, they are preparing additional measures to mitigate the impact of the price drop on the Nigerian economy. It also denied withdrawing the medium-term expenditure framework from the National Assembly, adding that the medium-term expenditure framework and the budget were with the lawmakers. The Minister of Finance, Dr. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, stated this in Abuja while speaking at the launch of the Action 2015 program, where she had a dialogue with school children of 15 years of age. They are the ones to deceive. So it's better you speak to them 15 years. Because if you come to people who are learned, you cannot get away scot-free. Very simple. So keep addressing 15-year-olds. Then maybe they will understand the economics of the zoo, the money doubling, going from being the 26th biggest economy in the world to being almost at the bottom of the pile as the worst, the most corrupt and poverty-stricken country in the whole world. Foreign investors have now withdrawn $793 billion from stock exchange. Foreign investors, alarmed by the economic and political chaos in the zoo called Nigeria, pulled out their money from the stock exchange. The combined total now stands at $793.17 billion between January and November of 2014. The figure represents 67.5% increase on the $473.61 billion foreign portfolio investment outflow from the stock market in corresponding period of 2013. It also marked the first time in 3 years that the FPI outflow would surpass inflow, as the amount taken out of the market was 171 billion higher than the 621 that the foreign investors brought in. You see, some people do 419. You write letter to a white man, you collect maybe $500, and you're bouncing up and down. When they come into where you live, they not only take your oil, they take serious money away from you, from your stock exchange. Serious money, not joke. Because stock exchange is cha-cha, is casino. That is like, is gambling. And they are the ones that write the complex formulas for the derivatives. So you can never ever win. You know, they came, you don't know how much they took out? $793 billion. All of you 419 as in Zobroshi. Have you ever seen 1 billion in your life before? Have you seen half a billion before? They came within a matter of months. They took out 793 billion. Very clean and neat. Not minding the oil they're taking for free. Mind you. Free oil they're taking. Chad have now voted the very tiny, impoverished French country in Africa. Chad. Their parliament voted on Friday to send armed forces to Cameroon and to the zoo to fight. But they are sending troops to Nigeria to fight Boko Haram without any consent. Oh, my God. Anyway, to fight Boko Haram, after all, Ethiopia sent troops to Somalia, didn't they? Did OAU not send troops to Somalia? What happened to the troops? Rapper-tying, gun-toting fools. Islamic idiots chased them away. So this is not new. So when you hear the troops of God, they are nothing. They are nothing. They are not motivated. They are not well paid. They are very hungry and very poor. They cannot fight. Never. The Chad parliament in N'Djamena voted 150-0 to send an unspecified number of Chadian armed troops and security forces to assist Cameroon and the Nigerian soldiers waging war against terrorists in the Cameroon and Nigeria. A parliament statement said after the vote to join what is now a regional effort to defeat Boko Haram. I understand the same thing happened with Afghanistan. In Afghanistan, they did not just call their neighbors. They called for Norway, for Sweden. In fact, they called NATO. Did NATO succeed in defeating Taliban? The answer is no. Capital, no. If NATO cannot defeat this ideology, what makes this... I don't know. Anyway, We reason backwards sometimes. Schools in Ogun State shut as teachers begin strike. Public, primary, and secondary schools in Ijebu-Ode, Ogun State were on Friday shut as the Nigerian Union of Teachers and the Academic Staff Union of Secondary Schools embarked on a strike. It has been reported that the strike was in response to the inability of the state to meet the demands of the teachers. They have not been paid. No salary to pay them. After all, there is no crude oil. They have been selling crude oil before at $89 per barrel, $100 per barrel, $120 per barrel. They have been squandering the money, giving themselves furniture allowance, wife allowance, daughter allowance, son allowance. There is no more money left. Now, crude oil is retailing at less than $50 per barrel. There is no money to pay teachers, and teachers are on strike. Who are the ones suffering? Not the children of the ministers. No. You're getting it wrong. Do you know those suffering? The children of the same people they have been impoverishing. Now, minister, where is your child? She's in Switzerland. Like Buhari's daughter is in Surrey. In University of Surrey schooling. Yes? All their children are abroad studying. And all of your own children are at home experiencing strike. God in heaven, have mercy on the monkeys. Have mercy on them. Please do have mercy. There will be trouble if Adamawa, Borno, and Yobe are exempted according to WIRES. As we've been lamenting here on Radio Biafra, informing people, you cannot have a president if you don't have elections in Borno, Adamawa, and Yobe. It doesn't make any sense. But you are Africans. You can make the impossible become possible through ignorance. Former Chief Justice of the Zoo, Mohammed Owias, yesterday warned that 2015 election will run into troubled waters if the exercise built for February 14 was not held in the troubled states of Adamawa, Yobe, and Borno. Speaking with me, of course, after listening to Radio Biafra. Before now, were they saying things like this? The answer is no. We educate them and they talk about it. Which goes to show that even more people than I had thought listen to Radio Biafra. Honestly speaking. Speaking with newsmen in Abuja while attending is a sensitization. They're always sensitizing and sanitizing themselves. How can you sensitize somebody after that the person becomes dumber than they were before the sensitization? The theme of the workshop is Nigeria 2015 Elections and Beyond. Stakeholders Conference on the Roles of the State and Non-State Actors in Mitigating Violence. In mitigating violence in elections. Owias also noted that there could be what he called a lacuna if the internally displaced persons or refugees, as a matter of fact, were not allowed to exercise their franchise during the 2015 polls. You cannot have elections in Borno. You cannot have elections in Adamawa and Yobe. Therefore, how can you declare a president or have a presidential election? It is not possible. Not possible at all. At all, at all, at all. We continue. Another APC or AFC as the Hausa person will pronounce it. You know, they don't have P. It's F, AFC. APC office bombed, 5 youths die in Abua, Odua. Reports has it that the secretariat of the APC, you can see the picture here, APC in Andonin local government area in River State has been ridden with explosives. It has been recalled that a similar destruction occurred almost 2 weeks ago when unknown hoodlums bombed the secretariat of APC in Okreka local government area of the state. This time, the constituency of the APC governorship aspirant Dakuku Peter Side was the target. Though the state police command is yet to confirm the incident, officials of the party said hoodlums invaded the party office at midnight and perpetrated the act, cutting away some properties in the process. That is the zoo for you. That is the zoo for you. And a warehouse is burnt, not just the Igbo shops. Warehouses are being burnt all over the place, belonging to Igbo people. 3 warehouses were yesterday gutted by fire in Kirikiri area of Lagos State, destroying goods worth millions. These are Igbo businesses. Yoruba is chasing out Igbo people from Lagos. The fire was started at about 3 p.m. at Johnson Street off Kadoso Road in Kirikiri town, raised the warehouses, storing imported bicycles, motorcycles, and vehicle spare parts. The warehouses belong to Henry and Henry Limited. It's an Igbo family. Very, very sad indeed. The Yoruba don't import spare parts. We are the only ones that import motorcycle and spare parts. In fact, the whole of all the seaport in Lagos is full of Igbo wares, Igbo people. They have burnt their warehouses again. Yorubas are not happy. Nobody is happy. People want to leave the zoo. They want to vacate the zoo. People do not want to be part of these idiots in that very place. And what are you going to do about it? What are you doing about it? That is the very big question. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you. And right now, at this very moment, before our lines open, we have three more news to bring to you. Then after that, we'll be able to open our lines and begin to take your calls. A former Federal Commissioner for Information, Chief Edwin Clark, has expressed doubt over the workability of the non-violence accord signed by the two leading presidential candidates, the APC and candidate Buhari and Goodluck Jonathan, which was signed on Wednesday ahead of the February 14 presidential election, citing the recent United States statement that the increased Boko Haram attacks in the Northeast may likely be connected to the impending election. Clark said the accord may not work. He also expressed disappointment that such agreement was signed at the prompting of a foreigner, because you people only listen to foreigners. You don't listen to yourselves, you only listen to foreigners. That is Edwin Clark. Boko Haram militants attack Kayamula village near Maiduguri. They are closing in on Maiduguri. And that is not a surprise to anybody at all. And they will take Maiduguri very, very soon. An armed man who earlier took hostage, who took several hostages at a post office not east west of Paris. Every blessed day there is Islamic incident in Paris. On Friday, has surrendered with no one hurt. French police officials told Reuters the man, equipped with a military weapon, took an unconfirmed number of hostages at the post office in the town of Colombes, just outside the capital. I cannot confirm or deny whether it's linked to terrorism, an official of the city prosecutor's office told Reuters earlier, declining to give further details. That concludes our news this very evening. The other news I was about to bring to you before is, which one is this one again? Is that a mist? They are talking about the British now, talking about their son, Shekau. The British is talking about Shekau, their favorite son, because it was the British that gave power to Hausa Fulani. Hausa Fulani used that hegemony to entrench a level of intimidation that gave confidence to his Islamic extremists to rise up and kill as many people as possible. Therefore, I hold the British responsible. They are the ones who are responsible. Our lines are now open. This is Radio Biafra. If you have anything to say, you must say it now. But please, once again, do note that we don't want to lead anybody into temptation. Therefore, please refrain from advertising people's private accounts as IPOB accounts. You must go and open IPOB accounts where you are, please. And minimum two signatories. Very, very important. Our lines are now open. If you have anything to say, you must endeavor to say it. When you call us, please call plus 4478 313 0836. I repeat, plus 4478 313 0836, and also plus 4420813399 76. Let us see who is on the line. A called yesterday, and let us go to this one as well, please. My brother who is on Skype, remain where you are. I have another person as well, a brother or a sister, as the case may be, who is on the phone, and we're going to that person. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Yes, can you hear me?
Hello, director.
Yes, please. Your name, please, and where you're calling us from.
My name is Maximus Ogomebunam. I'm calling from Indonesia.
From Indonesia. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yes. Yes. Director, I want to greet you. I want to say thank you very much for your good work. We are very, very happy.
Ogomebunam, stay where you are. Ogomebunam, stay where you are. All the people on Skype, remain where you are. Don't disengage. All the callers on Skype, stay where you are. Please continue.
Okay. Because our situation in that country calls you is not good. Director, really, I want to greet you specially and to say good morning, good afternoon, good night to all the whole, my fellow Biafras. Director, we are in a very bad situation in this country now. It's not because of any other thing. We were not sick or something of that nature, but the condition of one of our brothers. You see, tell us on Ludovic. So one of our brothers by the name Daniel and the more has been sentenced to death in Indonesia area. And this thing is not something that is going to happen.
Hold on a second. Hold on 1 minute. Daniel Enemoh is a Biafran and he has been sentenced to death. When I understand they are about to kill him, when are they going to kill him, please? And how do they plan to kill him? The Indonesian government.
They are going to kill him on Sunday, this Sunday, coming Sunday. So they have planned, because I was watching it on the television, there are six people. There is another guy that has a Malawi passport, but I know that this guy must be a Biafra. Because sometimes we use another country's passport to travel, to go to another, wherever we want to go. So there are six people they want to kill on Sunday, and there is nothing that is going to save these people out of this danger. So what they are saying is, they are going to shoot them on the chest. If they did not die, then they will go to the head. So, all these things, it worries me. That is one of the reasons that every day and every night, director, I never sleep. I go around trying to tell these people that this zoo is not our home. That we should go back to our home. Forget about this little money some of us are making from 419. That this thing is not the type of money we need to be making. I told them that this money is evil money. It's a cost money. How can we be making cost money outside the country? Why God has provided a very good and the better life for us? And now the Hausa people are taking it and they are enjoying it, and we think God will punish them. God will not punish them, because they are getting from our land, because we ran away. We leave everything for them. They took what? They took the advantage. So I always say to the guys, let us go back to our place. Let us stop thinking, why you, director want to eat our money, director want to do this, director want to do that. Let us listen, I told you, listen to this young man and see where this man is going. He is not going to do us something that will not favor us. His wish is to get the Biafra. Our own is to make sure that we support him morally, physically, and otherwise, so that everything will be going on well for us. But as I am telling you now, since morning, I have never rest. All my body, I never see this boy. I never know him, but the way I see, this is my fellow Biafra, whom God has created in his own image, because we don't know how to kill people. He's going to die. So it gives me a lot of concern. So I want to put it on the air, so Biafrans will know where we are going. Where are we heading to? Are we going to be widening away all in every country, and at the end of the day, we are dying, doing all sorts of useless things that is going to be bringing gain and dishonor to our people. So that's why I say that I'm going to call this evening here to tell you, director, and to tell the full Biafrans what situation this place is all about. Remind you, 2 days' time is the appointed day for his death.
So they are going to kill this Igbo boy, this Biafran, I won't use the word Igbo, this Biafran, yes, in the next 2 days. They said they will shoot him first in the heart. The Indonesian government said they will shoot him in the heart. If he doesn't die, then they will shoot him in the head. And this boy, he has parents, he has family, and he's a Biafran. Yes. The reason why this boy is going to be killed in the next 2 days is because he left where he came from to come outside to hustle, to look for money to survive.
Yes.
The money that should have provided the enabling environment to allow his creative talents to flourish was stolen from him. This boy going to be killed by Indonesian government in the next 2 days is from Biafra land, yeah, where oil comes from. In the same Indonesia, Hausa people are buying houses, but this boy is going to die because he was hustling. Yeah. He was led into a life of unsavory, I would say, lifestyle. And now he is going to pay with his life. The mother will not be there when he'll be shot dead. The father will not be there. There will be no family to see him. This Biafran boy, director, is going to die.
Director,
yes.
I want to tell you another thing, because some people also have such condition here, which can happen, we don't know when again, because the queue is not today started. So nobody knows. They have in their study, in their custody, 60-something people to kill. And the difference there is up to 10, the only one. So the thing never stopped.
So they will never stop killing us,
What is giving me concern is, how can we do and get this Biafra and get these people out of this mess? These people want to leave. One of the people that they are going to kill, the woman said, please, pardon me, I want to leave. The government said that there is no mercy. No mercy.
So this boy will die. In the next 2 days, he'll be shot in the heart at close range.
Less than 70 hours.
Less than 70 hours, yeah, a Biafran will be shot dead. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. Thank you for telling us. It's very, very sad. Thank you very much. And that is the problem that we encounter all over the world. Now it is becoming very clear. It's becoming very, very apparent. This is where we want Biafra. This boy is going to die. And we cannot do anything about it. He's been condemned to death. And he's going to die. He will die in less than 70 hours. He'll be shot dead. He will not be buried in the land where he was born. He'll be buried in a foreign land. He will die very painfully. Why? Because Biafra delayed in coming. Very sad indeed. Extremely sad. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me on Radio Biafra?
Director, are you talking to me?
Yes, please, I'm talking to you. Confirm your name for the listening public and where you're calling us from, please.
My name is Obunnaya Akpa, and I'm calling you from Lincoln, Nebraska, in the United States.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Thank you very much for the news items and then the analysis that you had along as you give us the news. I think I was thinking along the same line that the first caller was thinking, you know, bordering on corruption. Because you mentioned something. you talked about how our people, you know, have started loving criminals. And then it got me thinking, where I come from, you know, Ubru in Ebonyi State. Before a young man gets married, I mean, when you come home and tell your parents, I've seen this a fine girl, I want to get married to her, there are a few questions that they will ask you. One, they will want to know, is she from a family, you know, of criminals? Do they steal? And then they will want to know, do they have any, you know, disease running along their line? You know, do their women die while giving birth? And, you know, some other questions. Now, what I'm trying to get out from there is that it's in our nature to try to minimize the things that nature abhors. But somehow now we see that when we go back home, the only people that are respected are those that have made money, irrespective of the way they made the money. And my question to you, and then by extension to Biafrans out there, how did we go down the slope? How did we get to where we are today? Because if we don't know how we got there, it will be difficult for us to get out of it even when Biafra comes. So, Director, that's a direct question that I'm asking you, and possibly you pass it on to Biafrans so we can come up with answers and then we can think of a way of getting out from, you know, where we are fallen.
I will answer you and then I will also open it to other people to also contribute too. My response to you is that we brought it upon ourselves. The glory of God departed from Igbo people in 1983. At the departure, it happened in Aba. That is why Aba is also suffering today. As that glory of God left us finally, we started to flounder. We started to grope in the dark. Some ran to Awosa people and all manner of abominable. You know, when it's like the immune system, when your body's immune system decides not to work, what do you think happened to you?
Of course, you get sick.
You get ravaged by sickness. So how do you stop sickness? You treat the symptoms, you go and boost up your immune system. And that's exactly what we're doing. We're treating the symptoms here on Radio Biafra, and the coming of Biafra will inoculate us against further mishaps. That is the way I see it. I don't know what other people think about this. And thank you very much for calling. It's a very thought-provoking comment you have made and question you've asked us. Let us see what other people make of it as well. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you. The caller on Skype on Radio Biafra 1, are you still there or did you disengage?
Hello, Director.
Yes, you're still with us. Wonderful.
Yes.
Please, your name and where you're calling us from?
My name is Joseph Ogochukwu.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal. I hail from Umuigboke, Ugulangu, in Ohoza, local government of Ebonyi State.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I want to commend you on the good work you are doing for us, we Biafrans. Despite the temptations of the devils here and there, I must urge you to keep it on.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Go ahead. Don't stop, please. Turn your system down. Don't stop. Continue saying what you're saying, please. Go ahead.
Okay. Director, please, I'm with the news you read this night. I don't feel sorry for those people in Lagos or whatever, because if you get to them and tell them anything about Biafrans, they will only tell you to go and sit down, that you don't know what you are saying. But I'm very, very happy for them to be receiving those type of conditions, because we Biafrans, we have places, we have land, we have everything that it takes for someone to be whatever thing he or she wants to be. But they prefer going to Brazil to develop for them rather their place. So I don't feel sorry for any of them. The only people I feel sorry for is for us that left our country to another man's country to look for what to eat. The news I heard from the previous caller about the 6 people that are going to be killed on Sunday, I went through that news and I feel very, very weak since morning I saw that news. Understand? So even to me, my director, yes, as I'm speaking to you now in Dakar, Senegal, majority are dying here, both in... to tell you, majority are in the cell of a prison of Senegal, suffering for nothing's sake, just for what? We come out to look for what to eat. Due to the zoo have vended our land and collected what belongs to us, so we don't have any other option than to run out and seek for what to eat. My director, please, the only favor I want you to do for me and for other Biafrans, because I know as I'm speaking to you now, this problem is not only for me. Understand? It's for most of us here in Senegal. We don't have money for transport to come back, but the only thing I called you last time and I told you about volunteer force and so on, that I will let my people to know before I could make any move. But my director, I promise you that I will use my mind and my body and my soul. Even though if I didn't contribute money, I will contribute myself. If I die for my country, it's never a sin. Understand me? Yeah. So, my director, please, what I would want you and our people all over the world to help us for flights, for us to come back. When the time gets, not when the time gets safe, even my director, as I'm speaking, if you people can be able to provide us flight ticket at any moment, you are able to come back and we join what is on the ground. Because to me, I feel very, very, very bad hearing so many news, both the one I had yesterday on Radio Biafra, that somebody from two-story building went off and was hanged.
Yes.
On iron.
Impaled. That is the is impaled on rod. You know rod you used to do pillar. The rod coming out. Somebody, a Biafran boy, jumped in India and landed on top of the rod. And the rod pierced through his body.
My director, I'm very, very sad. I'm very, very sad, to be honest with you. Please, I don't want to go for that. There is an gentleman here that wants to ask you a question. Maybe you talk with him.
Okay, okay. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Go ahead. Yes, where is the Edo person? Is he there?
Hello, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Usas. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Thank you very much. You're welcome to Radio Biafra. The whole world is listening. Go ahead.
Sir, I just like your show. I like the way you have the confidence of speaking.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, sir, I want to let you know that the person they said they kidnap in Abuja, Oyengun, Odige Oyengun.
Yes, Oyengun, yes.
Did you know that he's the former governor of Edo State? He have ruled in Edo State before because no security in the country. How could they kidnap former governor of Edo State? Imagine, because no security, corruption is everywhere. I don't know if this Biafra issue can bring a full stop to the nonsense that is happening in my state. I will be very, very happy, sir.
Yes, Biafra will solve all that problem. As soon as Biafra comes, everywhere will calm down.
Yes,
people will focus and try and make something of where they come from. They'll be proud of where they come from and make something of it. That is the sense of Biafra.
That is true, sir. That is true, sir. I like the confidence in you, sir. Since I started listening to this show, I have learned a lot to move forward. You understand? I know now I could know that a life is all about. It's not what you have. It's where you come from. You understand? So you need to be focused and up doing. I like the show, sir.
Thank you.
Just try to keep it up, sir.
I'll do so. Thank you very much.
I want to know, before you end the show, sir, I want to know if I hope the world is not going to get into my town, sir.
No, because our interest is Biafra land. If people stop us from getting Biafra, then everybody will become affected. Everybody eventually will be. So it is better you go to your village and tell them, please allow Biafra to be on their own, because 67
to 70 is not now. Definitely. That country is too big for one governor or one president to handle. That is the reason why corruption is everywhere, all the time. Killing everywhere, stealing everywhere, kidnapping and everything. No peace. No job, no good road, no electricity, no water, nothing is good because of the bad government and everything. The country is too big. Let them divide it so that it will be peace everywhere.
Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you very much. I am going to the phone. The caller on Skype, stay where you are. Don't disengage. I'm going to the phone line, please. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, my director.
Thank you very much for calling. This is Radio Biafra. Please acquaint us once again with your name and where you're calling from, please.
Okay, my name is Okechukwu Ikeme.
Yes.
I'm from Wangele in Biafra land.
Yes.
I'm from Amibo, Wangele in Biafra land. Meanwhile, I'm calling from Manchester, my director, the artist in here talking to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
May Chukwu Abiam be with you and keep, you know, leading you.
You see?
My director, if you see black color, before the Edo guy start talking,
yes,
that guy is crying. That my brother is crying, and I'm crying with him. And he is crying because he's now, you know, he's in big trouble, as his brothers are in jail, including the one that they are going to hang.
They're not going to hang him. They will shoot him. No, they will. He's going to die by firing squad. They first of all shoot one bullet into his heart. If that bullet in his heart doesn't stop him, then they'll shoot him in the head. That's what they said. That's what the Indonesian people said. Go ahead.
So this is how our brothers are being killed all over the whole world. You are talking of the Senegal and the Indonesia. Go to Germany, you will see thousands of them. So that is by the way. But let me give you three things that you are up to, my lord. But in case when you were wuna, e wure laham, wure nye, wanya awosa, asuna obuhari. It's painful. I've been since then. I don't want to call because I've been in pain. So So my director, there are three things I want to let you know. You are up. And before I go on to point out the thing our brother from Nebraska said concerning, you know, what do we have to do that lead us to start behaving the way we are behaving today. My director, you know, before you started this journey, then in London, you must recall a promise yourself. When I say self, the word self means God in you. So you made a promise of that you have to contemplate, you have to concentrate, then you get to your meditation. And that meditation is what remains now. Now you have concentrated. Your contemplation is over for a year now, for many years now. We are now into concentration. And this concentration is because of what we've been hammering about of lack of no weapon. But I'm advising you, let people not make us to down to such action without us concluding that contemplation, that concentration, so that our meditation will come to reality. Because if you contemplate, there is something you are trying to achieve. Then if you concentrate, you now have a stamina, a strength to fight for that thing you are going to achieve, which is to the end of it, is meditation. It's like everybody is talking about, we do prayers, we do prayers. You have already done your own prayers. Prayers is for Pentecostal churches. You are doing what is called meditation. Because there he said, if you don't meditate, it's in Psalms. Without meditation, your prayers is nonsense. So because of that, I am telling you that meditation is going to come. I have this reality, and you have been hammering this every day and every night, that if they don't want it, this is the time for Biafra to start. And if we don't have it now, we are all going to be getting killed. We are all going to crept out of the surface of the earth. They have already said it. There are some people said it, that they weren't able to be in existence in this planet. They said it. They said it sometime. A girl said it in the internet sometime last 2 years or last year. You know. So what I'm trying to say is this. I'm making a cartoon now, and that cartoon will come to Facebook as soon as possible, that if the youth allowed Buhari to come to Igbo land to campaign while the so-called Ebele Chukwu or Ebele Ndike to Hausa land not to campaign, and because of that they have been killing themselves in the Delta and the River State, it looks so funny. Then allowed him to come to Ab and had the name Okechukwu. So the cartoon I'm going to make is going to tell a lot of things. They have to remember that his, you know, manifesto is, you know who I am. I am a Muslim. I am a Sharia man. I am a Boko Haram. But remember, vote me in. Remember, if you fail one thing, your hand will be chopped off. They have to know that.
Yes, I think that most of them are aware. Most people now are aware of what Buhari stands for, but it is the hunger, deprivation, and poverty. But regardless of what he stands for, our mission and our quest is Biafra, isn't it? It doesn't matter what they do. It doesn't matter if they do election or no election. It is not our business. Our quest is Biafra, because this is where we demonstrate our relentlessness. We are not going to stop. We are relentless, and we keep marching until Biafra comes, irrespective of whatever prevailing circumstance that we encounter. Our march remains unstoppable. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you for that. There are too many callers today, please. I will very much appreciate if people can truncate or abbreviate their speech to allow us to accommodate as many callers as possible. That will be greatly appreciated. Thank you very much. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? On Radio Biafra, can you hear me?
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Sopruchukwu Nwosu.
Sopruchi Nwosu. What does that mean? I need the literal translation of your name. What does your name, your first name, mean in English language, please?
Respect God.
My dear God in heaven. Is there any other great race on this earth that answers respect God as their name?
No, I don't think so.
Because we are very special. From heaven itself. Please go ahead.
I'm from Idatonot, local government, Imo State. I live in Switzerland, Delemon.
Thank you.
The little thing I want to contribute is about our fellow Biafrans in Asia. Please, before you indulge in any crime that you want to indulge in any crime, you first of all think, ask yourself, what is the consequence of this crime? We are crying for our brother that are going to murder by Sunday. But it's quite unfortunate. Some people are even ready to indulge in the same crime again. They say they have many of them in prison. Maybe that's why I'm not rich yet, because I always ask, what is the consequence of this? When you tell me, I will say, no, I cannot kill myself in the name of money. So my advice to our fellow Biafrans, our fellow brothers, please try. Know the consequence of the crime you want to commit. This is my little conclusion, Director.
Thank you very much. There are many, many consequences. I agree with you. I agree with you. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes. Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you, please, if you
okay,
can.
Okay, good evening.
Good
my
evening.
Name is Michael Okonkwo. So, I really want to make some comments about what I had, you know, this evening, about the faith of our people all over the world in search of a greener pasture. You know, sometimes we have to ask ourselves, why is all these things? Because even with all this, I have some questions too, which I will put forward. Because one person before asked part of my question, which I had wanted to ask about the solution. What I had wanted to know, how do we combat corruption in Biafra land? Because all these things, you know, is a part of corruption, mostly part of corruption, people stealing the money that is meant for each and every one of us, that is forcing people to go and look for greener pastures elsewhere. We are even in the desert. Another thing too, I want to know, because many people, like, if I go to Nigeria, I see many boys, they are doing well. But really, because of, I don't know, greediness or, you know, to get more. Some people have even sold their shops and their things in order to go to, you know, search for greener pastures. And when it comes to money, you see Biafran man, he will say, I have heart. You know? Like all these people, look at these people on death row that are going to be killed. But you will see when you go to even his hometown tomorrow, no matter what happened, you propose to somebody that, look, come to this line, this and that. If you have heart, you can do it and get money. You will say, okay. Many Biafran people, they like even, they have the heart. They are very courageous in sense of getting money. But if it comes to, they prefer even being in bondage like this, you know, and have the heart of getting money, you know, so that when they go home, you know, they will take, you know, kind of that thing. But we should understand too that Ireland back, you know, area, you know, if you go to Morocco today, you go to some places in, like, I had one guy calling from Tanger the other day, saying that there are many Biafran people there. Really, there are. You know, I've visited some of all those places. You know, in Asia, the same thing. People are on death row. People are dying anyhow all over the world. But why? You see some of all these boys that are entering desert and entering water and this and that, some of them are doing fine. Even they have the choice of doing even more better in Biafran land. But how are we going to combat this issue? No matter that, yes, people are stealing all these things, but we ourselves, we have ourselves also to blame, you know? Because when we start, really, as you said one day, if we continue blaming other people, now we will not, it's just like, you know, we close our eyes with the, just as Christ says, with the log in our eyes. You understand? So it's very sad to hear all these kind of stories. It is high time that we Biafrans, we cool down and remember back where we come from and say, oh, why? Just like the prodigal son. He remembered and said, oh, I came from a land flowing with milk and honey. My master was, my father is a very rich person, whereas I'm suffering here eating like pigs. Now, why? We are highly enterprising people. Anything you think about, many Biafrans are just the Jewish, you know. So I will also advise for us to take a closer look of our attitude, because in another thing, if you go to our villages today, they are worshipping money. Even your own parents, they don't want to know whether you are whatever or however. Before, it used to be that people, even parents, question, how do you get this money? But now it is no more like that. People want to know, once you come, you go to your village and become, buy the chieftaincy, this rubbish chieftaincy title of it, this and that, chief this and that, chief this and that, you know. Now, you corrupt other young people into doing something that, you know, leaving even their fields. Some are leaving education, which is the basics of everything. So, I have to, let us turn around. Let us make 180 degrees turn around. You understand? So that we shall know. We know our value. Look at even what you are saying. Look at the problem in Central Africa. I was watching one time in Central Africa. Nigeria brought plane in order to remove its citizens, because most of them are Muslims, are Hausa people. I was shocked. And when I watch what happened in Libya 2011, if I'm not mistaken, because it's mostly Biafrans that are there, they shouted, they cried. Nigerian government didn't even mind them. Many of them died, you know. But once it comes, so I start wondering, they have relegated really Igbo man to be a second class citizen. That is a true, that is for sure, that is true. So somebody that is being rejected, we can never reject ourselves. We are looking for this solution, that is sure, you know. That is one thing I have to say, please. But also I have another question, please, which I would like you, director, to answer. What will be, in your view, the role of religion in the future of Biafra? Is there going to be freedom of worship, a secular state, or we must be following one religion or the other? You know,
secular, please. Secular state, but founded under God, there will be no Islam.
Okay.
You can worship anything you want to worship, but there will be no Islam in Biafra land.
Okay. What of other religions?
Yes, you can worship anything that you want to worship. That is your business. Anybody, if you want to go and worship Arosi, people are free to do so. As for me and my household, I worship the Lord Most High God Chukwuabiama. For me personally.
Yes.
What you worship, okay, where you are, where you come from, is entirely your business. But one thing is paramount. We will build a house to the Most High God Chukwuabiama made of stone. Very, very important. Okay. And that is where our heads of state will take their oath of office, in a house built to God of stone. Very, very important. We're not going to build a house to God made of cement and sand mixed together. That is rubbish. We'll go and cut stone to precision, and then we'll come and align them the way it should be done.
Okay. Finally, what I want to admonish to each and every Biafran listening to me, we have to turn back, as I said. Remember where you come from. Remember who you are. Look at this. I had a caller from Senegal asking of ticket. If you ask some of all these people that he's talking about how they come, you will see that, you know, they were doing even better. Sometimes many people, many even their brothers, Biafran brothers, we trick them, collect their money,
But village is no better. Village, there is nothing happening in the village. It's only people selling land and engaging in sorcery. But that is all they do.
We can make something happen.
Exactly. That is exactly what we are doing now. without the coming of, it's just like I was discussing with a high profile Igbo man many, many years ago in his office in Lagos, and he was saying to me that they should go and try and get economic independence. They want to build a stock exchange in Onitsha, and once we get the economy going, and then we get some. I gave him a very simple example. Before the Jews were killed all over Europe, they were in control of the economy. They were even in control of some policies of some states. It doesn't matter, because with one stroke of the pen, they can ban your importation tomorrow morning. Your Onitsha will be cut off. So I said to them, when they say, seek ye first the kingdom of God, when it comes to it, to this very earth, you first of all seek the political independence of your people, the freedom and liberty of your people, then every other thing will be added unto you. You don't look for economic freedom. You don't look for commerce freedom. You don't look for biology freedom. What you want is political. Politics means you control your destiny. That's the meaning of politics. Yes. The ability to control, to dictate, to shape your destiny. That's what politics is all about. And that is what we're doing.
There's one thing I want to also for you to address it. There is this question, because it has been hanging into me every time. Anytime I'm talking here, I'll just forget it, but it just entered my mind right now. About if you come to Biafran land, if you come to villages, our countryside, you know, our homes, you know, many people, I'll tell you, many people are even afraid of the enemies of progress at home. You see, I had one person talk, was it yesterday or day before yesterday, say somebody, after celebrating the Easter, Christmas and New Year, he went back and was thrown into jail. Some people, you know, you see many young people, they even fear of going to their home village right now because of the enemies of progress right there. How are we going to address this issue? Because when they see you progressing, even doing something for the village, they are not happy. One thing also, mystically or one way or the other, they will do something to you in order for you either to die or to, you know, just to scatter your life and your family. How are we going to address this issue?
Please? How do you agree that these are agents of darkness? Do you agree?
Yes, sure.
Good. When you finish, I want you to stand up and switch off the light where you are. There will be darkness. Exactly. But as soon as light comes, there will be no more darkness. You'll be able to see. Once Biafra comes, all these people, they will wither away. They will change. They will have their Damascus moment. Because then in their lives, previously they were living in darkness. They are now embracing light. There will be a difference. Biafra is the solution to everything. Every problem you have in life, the solution is Biafra. Once Biafra comes, things cannot be, nobody can steal. Are you going to steal public fund from, you steal public fund in Nkwere and you run to all? Is that possible? The answer is no. As a minister of state, will your children travel abroad to go to school? The answer is no. Will you travel abroad for medical treatment? No. Will there be generators? No. We won't have any generators in Biafra land. Never, ever, ever. If there is darkness, we all stay in darkness. If there is light, we all enjoy light. There are simple things you can do to change the society around, you see. That is why they don't want Biafra to come, because they know we are knowledgeable and that we are going to build a worthwhile civilization. Most of them don't like it, but we don't care, because Biafra is going to come regardless of what they do or say. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Can you hear me? If you can, please, your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they are not saying anything, and even their camera is blurred. There are so many stupid people. Many of them. Anyway, they say in my father's house there are many mansions, but for deranged people. They are there. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Well, yes, I can hear you.
Thank you very much. What is your name?
My name is Nnamdi Nzenyezo. I call from Asia to Nalu, Imo State.
Thank you.
Can you connect me to my radio, Biafra? Yes, I can hear
you. You are already on Radio Biafra. The world is listening to you because I can hear you. It means the whole world can hear you.
I call from Asia.
Yes.
I've been hearing you very, very well. Yes. Yes, I can connect you from my paradise here in Asia. Thank you so very much.
Thank you. Thank you. He called to say he's listening to us via CHK 97.6 in Asia Chip. Thank you very much for that. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, my director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
It has been a long time.
Very long time, it seems. Please go ahead. Give us your name and where you're calling us from.
Yeah, my name is Vincent Okechukwu. I'm calling from Casablanca, Morocco.
From Morocco. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I just want to refer to what my brother just said now, the last caller. He just talk like, you know, everywhere in this Arab land. He's a desert warrior.
Maybe.
Yeah, my director, I just want to suggest one thing. One thing I want to suggest is that I just want to hear that it don't happen because I am ready to fight. You know,
but you can't fight if you're in Morocco, in Casablanca. And I know, Hanya Tano, as they say, where we come from. You can't be far and you'll be biting somebody. It's not possible. So you cannot be far. Anybody who wants to join the army, you come back home. You had the young man that rang from Senegal and said, I don't have money to go home. If I have money to go home, I will fight for my country. These are the type of things we want to hear. When people are very far saying all of these things, it worries me a lot. I need you to come home, please. If you want to fight with the army, please endeavor to come home. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, please. Your name and where you are, if you may.
My name remains Mr. Richard Okorede, calling from Benin.
From Benin. Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you for picking my call, director.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Director, I don't have much to say. I want to announce to people all over the world, and then precisely those in Benin, that we will be having our meeting tomorrow, being 17th, Saturday, here in Benin. We have resumed, and we want to start our meeting to reinforce ourselves again to continue in the struggle.
Yes.
So we are urging everybody who have the spirit to support this struggle within the region here in Benin to come out, stop hiding yourself, come out and join us that we may make this struggle a reality at last. Thank you, Director.
Thank you, Madabra. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. People are calling us left, right, and center. I don't know which one to pick. It's unbelievable. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Director.
Thank you very much. And I can also hear you. Please, your name and where you're calling us from.
Yeah, my name is Chinedu Okereke. I'm calling from Los Angeles, California.
From Los Angeles, I'm from California. From Olo. Thank you.
Yeah,
go ahead.
From Olo, in the state of Orlando. Okay. Yeah, Director, I just want to make a suggestion of what happened yesterday. You know, this lecture we take every day from you. Those people that call, telling us about the problem they have in China. And at the same time, our sister, Nen Naya, all those things, I just want to suggest, if you can be doing this in off air, maybe the coordinators have meeting.
Hold on. If we do it off air, people will come and say, we have contributed money. What are you doing with our money? So we tell the world that those people have not paid one dime. So that is the thing, because our people, let me finish, please. Our people, please, with them, gossip travels very, very far, because their brain cannot comprehend normal, serious debate, nor discourse. Therefore, so if you want to help them, you disabuse their mind. So that is why we do what we do. I don't want anybody saying that they gave me 70 million when that is not the case. So we need to address those issues head on. Our people are very, very fickle. Go ahead.
All right. That's my own little suggestion. But at the same time, you understand that if you listen to gossip, we can't do anything.
No, we are not listening. No, it is not for us. We don't listen. Despite everything we have, there are people inboxing people every blessed day, telling them nonsense. But of course, Satan will have to try. For me, that is how I know people who are loyal, people who are dedicated, those that love their country. Because I want people to be tested. So that is why we are as strong as we are. Because despite all the bombardment, people are still very, very resolute and very, very strong. So that means that those that remain with you are those that you go to battle with. It's a very simple screening exercise. So it doesn't bother me at all. It helps us to even be more stronger.
Okay, that is number one. At the same time, they take much of our time because since I've been listening to Radio Biafra, the education I had and the history I learned from you, I can never get it anywhere in the world. So I enjoy the discussion. I enjoy the Radio Biafra all the time. That is number one. If there is any way we can do it, that's better. I'm just giving my little suggestion. Another thing I want to say, I want to tell my Biafran brothers all over the world, those who are waiting for action to start. Preparation of war is greater than the war itself. If we don't prepare very well, we may fail.
So those people
who are saying that they are waiting for action, the action has started already. Our military is on training everywhere. You have traveled all over the world, connect the whole Biafra all over the world. So what kind of preparation they want? All these things, we have gone far. We are almost to the end of it. So the way I'm seeing this war may not last longer because the zoo has already finished. So I don't know what they are waiting for. What kind of action they are waiting for? The action is already there. The way you are going and the way you have moved, no Biafra fight after Ojukwu, none of Biafra freedom fighters or for the Biafra has gone to the level you are now. We are almost there. So I'm telling my Biafra brother all over the world, please come and join the rest. Those who want the action has started. Those who want anything to do, we are preparing seriously. This is the major fight now. Even the saboteurs among us are the another problem we have. Even before we go to the battlefield, we will first of all start with the saboteurs among us to finish with them before facing our enemy. The action has started already. That's what I want to tell my dear friend brother. And please wake up from your slumber. Let us move ahead. We are almost there. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you.
Good evening, my brothers all over the world. Good afternoon from here, Los Angeles, California. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, and goodbye to you as well. I have people all over the place. Please, you must bear with me. I have a caller who is also on Viber. I wonder if the caller on Viber can hear me. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director. Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Please, go ahead. Your name and where you are.
Oh, good evening, Director. My honorable Director. Good evening.
Good evening.
And good evening, my fellow Biafra friends all over the world. I want to use the opportunity to say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you are. My Director, without now wasting much of your time, I want to use this opportunity to thank you for your good work you're doing. And I only pray that Tukwu Abiyama will grant you the wisdom, the strength for all you are doing. You and your family. You know, some people are coming from right and left trying to know how good and capable you are. But I thank Tukwu Abiyama for bringing somebody like you. You know, so I don't want to waste most of your time. I just want to say thank you.
Thank
my
you,
Director.
Thank you. Thank you,
my and may Tukwu Abiyama keep on blessing you and giving you the strength to follow all these, our enemies that's coming across. May Tukwu Abiyama keep blessing you and giving you the knowledge and strength, my Director.
Thank you very much.
That's all I want to say tonight, and then I want to thank you once again for everything.
Thank you very much.
On your good work.
We shall do so. Thank you very much. Thank you. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, please turn your system down if you can. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and
yes,
where you are.
Yes, I can hear you, Radio Biafra.
Yes, go ahead.
How are you?
We are very well, thank you.
All right. In fact, I want to thank you, Mr. I'm calling. My name is Namdi. I call from my paradise, Ezeaki, in Oluwimo State.
Yes, go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead and say what you want to say. Go ahead.
As a matter of fact, my Director, let me just release a song. My Director, where are you, my Director, where are you, my Father? You're my father. Hey, where are you, my
And God bless you. Chukwu Abiama is your God. Thank you very much. I'm going over now to the phone. There is a caller from the UK, I presume. I may be wrong, but I stand to be corrected. The caller on the phone, can you hear me, please? Proceed by giving us your name and where you're calling us from. Your name, please, and where you're calling us from.
Director, my name is Ikenna. I am from Ije in Biafra land.
It is not Ije. It is in here. Light. In here. In here.
Yes, Director, I don't want to take much of your time. I will be heading to Ife next week. I just want you to inbox me a number, When I get to Biafra land, I want to take instructions from there. I don't need you to give me my flight ticket. If I die serving my country, now serving Biafra land, so be it. It is Biafra first and Ihe second. So inbox me the number. I will be in Biafra land.
You see this? You see this number you're calling now? Do you see this number you're calling now? Call this number in Biafra land, or you send me a WhatsApp message on +447831308376. That will be on regardless of where I am. That number is also on Viber. Or you can call me on this number you called now sometime late next week, because I'll be in Biafra land, in the land of my ancestors.
Thank you, Director. I'm ready. I have got my own uniform and my boots. I don't need you to give me any funding. I want to see you when I come. But
we'll meet there.
I will be very happy to go to your father's compound and take a boot first before I do anything. That's all I have to say.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We will meet at home next week. Of course we will. Reminds me of Madaka Mbatu, who said, please, Director, I want to take the oath, but you have to come to my father's compound and give it to me so that my ancestors will be watching me as I'm taking the oath. And it was a very memorable event. He's a good Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. I have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Hello, Director. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Please try to lower down your system, please, if you can.
Director, my name is Kennedy Ugochukwu Titus. I'm calling from Istanbul.
From Istanbul, thank you very much. After this what I want you to do is that I want you to call the COC. Call the COC immediately after this very call. And when you call COC, who is Engineer Anya, tell Engineer Anya that I asked you to call. You will leave your contact, telephone number, and email with Engineer Iranya, and I wait further instructions from him. This goes to all of you in Istanbul. All of you in Istanbul, when you finish this very call right now, contact Engineer Iranya on +1. Let me get Engineer's number. Are you writing this down?
Oh, please, wait, Director. Let me take some.
You need to take down this number and call Engineer Iranya immediately. And all incidentally,
yes. Can you call the number now? I'm ready to write.
It's +1.
+1 301
Yes, 455 0460 That is correct. Contact Engineer. Tell Engineer that I asked you to contact him. Engineer is a very poor. He will say, what for? You will say, you don't know. But I've been asked to leave my contact number here and email, and to await further instructions from you. That is all you need to do.
Okay, Director. But
go ahead. Okay, and say what you want to say. Go ahead.
Now, Director, you know, sometimes I wonder why Igbo people will not learn. You know, some things happen. It happened for a reason. You know, this email that is befalling Igbo people in Lagos, you know, these things, it is for a reason. And that thing is supposed to bring shock for them. You know, when God is warning his people, and when God wants his people to go back from where they come from, he gives a lot of signs to his people. But people that is wise will hear and hearken to the voice of God. You know, when God is talking to people of Israel, he says, when you hear the voice of this prophet calling, do not harden your heart. When you hear the voice of God, do not harden your heart. Igbo people, they are hardening their heart. And that is why this dangerous image is befalling them. This thing is befalling them for a reason. Let our Igbo people wake up from their slumber. God is warning them to leave this land. Leave this land and go and establish your own place. God has given us everything that we need in this life to be okay. You understand, Director? And again, because this brother that called about our brother that will be killed, you know, sometimes it the time the guy is talking the thing, I feel pain. I was crying within me. Because of what? Because of what the Biafran people are facing all over the world.
You know, I remember during the time when in Thailand or in one of these Asia countries, when American citizen was caught with drug, do you know that Bill Clinton have to leave America to go and intercede for each citizen?
That's correct.
Do you know, after the visit, after the Bill Clinton visit in that place, immediately this guy was released. But if the same government who don't have government, despite the crime the person committed, your government, no matter whatever the crime might be, your government was supposed to intercede. But why our own is different? Is it because is these people, they hate us so much that they want all of us to die in foreign land?
Yes, that yes is the answer to the question. Yes, they hate you so much. They want you to die and leave oil for them. So they'll keep sucking the oil and they'll keep sending their kids abroad to go and study.
But our God will never allow this kind of thing to continue. As you have come out, I praise God who created you, because you are special in this our land. You are special, and I am praying tonight that God will continue to strengthen you. God will continue to give you wisdom to defeat your enemy. God will give you strength to stand against your enemy.
I pray
that God will grant you all your heart desires. God will grant you all your desires, because the time, every time you talk, I will be shedding tears, because you feel with wisdom, you feel with discernment. You, God gave you everything in this world that you need to pursue this struggle to bring it to an end. I believe that you will achieve every of your aim without any of them being aborted. God will grant you your heart desires, Director. You are a special someone. You are a special someone. My God will continue to bless you. Anything this guy that come from Senegal, any help that we render to him, please let us do, because that talent is there. Because maybe one person can do something that will shake this zoo. One person, maybe let's see what we can do about that brother. See, call your executive, please, Director, and see what you can do to assist that guy. If I have the money, I will do it myself without calling you. But my heart is boiling. My heart is boiling.
I'm boiling.
I don't know what to do.
I'm sure he is listening. And I'm sure also that our coordinator in Senegal is listening. And those of them working to isolate and recruit our men in Senegal are listening.
Please, Director.
I am asking them that we know we have closed our list and we have finalized it. But this brother that rang this evening, there is a young man that called, the one with the Edo friend. It is very, very important that you incorporate him. We have to make an exception. We have to make an exception to accommodate him. Very, very important we do so. I want Prince Darlington, I want our coordinator in Senegal to identify that very young man and incorporate him into what we are doing, and make sure you send him home to us. Because this is 2015. This year, we must march. If I can only find 5 people, I will march with them. This year, we must march. This is 2015. This is 2015, for goodness sake. The year we said we will march, and we must do so this year. Very, very important. We are continuing to move forward without any hesitation whatsoever, wherever you are. This is Radio Biafra. It's a live program. We are live and direct. Why do you know it's live? In case you are listening to a repeat of the program, is because the time now here is very close. It's about 19 minutes to 10 p.m. in London. And if you check your time where you are, it will be 19 minutes to the top of the hour. So that is how you know we are live. If the timing is out of sync, then you know it's a recording or it's a playback of this very program. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah. My name is Ndubi Simoye. I'm calling from Rome, Italy.
From Rome in Italy. Thank you very much. The whole world is listening. Please go ahead.
Comment on the news about the election. My dear brothers who were living abroad, I have already visited the northern state. When the election is always close, what are they going to do? They are going to invite all the Nijes from the whole border towns of Sokoto. I will tell you everything, because I have worked with the Nigerian Security and Civil Defense, and I see what is happening. My dear brothers, who we are looking for, say Buhari, 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 all of you are making the greatest mistake, because I have visited and I have been there and witnessed life. Everything they are doing it with Nijes. So there is nothing where you can do. The only thing where they go ask you, dance and that means the police officer, please, where is Buhari emblem? If you show them the Buhari emblem, they will print it there. They will please tell you, say, we don't know who we are going to vote, but who is Buhari? They will ask, and they will print it there. My brother, it is a painful something, but we continue selling our rights. Believe me, our people always doing this thing. They are going to die. My dear brothers, fellow Biafrans, let us wake up and obey and listen to the command of our lovely brother Nnamdi Kanu. I have one of my friends again who want to speak with you, please, sir.
Yes, go ahead. Bring the person on. Go ahead.
Hello, good evening, director.
Good evening, my dear brother.
My name is Felix Onyahalachukwu Azubuike. I'm calling from Rome, Italy. Lazio, precise.
Lazio, thank you. Go ahead.
Director, first of all, I want to commend you for your good work and all the things you've been doing. And may God, may Chukwu Abiyama strengthen you more and more to do more.
You are kind, you say. Go ahead.
Director, I just want to comment about the fire blazing in Lagos State, about the Igbos and all that. Maybe this time around, they are going to use their pains, you know, because Igbo people are like a child. When you tell them to remove their hand from the fire, until the fire burnt them, they will never feel the pain. And when the fire burnt them, then they can realize, yes, this hurts. And then they will maybe think about whenever they see fire, they have to keep away from that fire. And this is a lesson to we all, the Igbos. And they believe that they can develop another man's town and leave their own deserted all this way. And I'm saying this on behalf of to the hearing of every Igbos who are listening, because you cannot see an Hausa man invest so hardly, so much in another man's town, even in our own town. You can see them.
Never.
They come cows to our place, and when they finish their trading, they go back home and bank their money. They say, Hausa man, come, he moves with dagger. Every time you see them with dagger. They are not moving with dagger to kill you. They are securing the money because they work with their money. They don't bank money over outside. And I know a lot of them. Once it's after 6 months, they go back home and drop the money and come back again to hustle. But our Igbo people, they felt careless. They are so careless, and they believe they are the best people to unite Nigeria, to make one Nigeria. We have liberal mind. We don't have anything for anybody that you can invest your money. This is a lesson to everybody. And anybody remaining in Lagos or any other place which is not in Biafra land, let him or her use this one as a lesson to learn from this moment, because anybody who doesn't learn from this moment, maybe is going to even lose his or her own life in the long run, because it has come to understand that it's unbearable. I'm not happy for them that they lost their properties or whatsoever. I'm only exercising my anger on their foolishness, because they are selfish. Most of them investing in Lagos. They made Lagos. They say, okay, Lagos is a mega city. Who made Lagos? If you can know, if all the Igbo people travel during December, when you go to Lagos, Lagos is like a deserted place. Lagos is lonely. You can't see them because they all travel December. That to show you that if all the Igbos quit Lagos today, maybe Yoruba man, they all sit there. Yoruba people, they only sit down waiting for a month to end and knock on your door. Hey, my house rent is up. And we're just collecting tax. They don't work. They just depend on Igbo, take tax and build. And so it hurts me. So I just want to use this time to let every Biafran listening to this news this evening, because it has come to an extent that we can't help it unless we get our freedom. And may God, may Chukwu Abiyama grant us this freedom, because I know it has come. I'm not saying it will, because it's something that has already been there. It has come. So nobody can stop it. But I know if I believe myself. I don't want to be proud of myself or do something. I believe that I'm eligible enough to join and to be a Biafran soldier and to fight for Biafra, even if I'm not, to volunteer myself. I'm alive, because when you fight for something important and die for it, that is you are a hero. You fight, you are a man. But when you die like a chicken in the hands of a Fulani man, then you are worthless. You die like a chicken. Nobody regards you. Nobody knows you. Nobody can celebrate you. Nobody can remember you forever. So, my director, I must commend your work. I must commend you. May Chukwu Abiyama grant you. My director, you have the sling and stone, and you have the donkey jawbone, and nobody, Chukwu Abiyama is by your side. Nobody, no bone of a woman can drop you down. I have already seen that. No born of a woman, and you will testify, you will live to testify this Biafra. You will live to celebrate this Biafra. And I commend wife, because she is the source of this whole thing. It's not every woman that can allow his husband to risk his life or whatsoever during the for this kind of thing. But she really understands. She doesn't think like an African woman. I commend that woman. She's a strong and a very intelligent and a wise and God-ordained woman for you. She's the ribs of your rib. So I my regards to her and your family and all that. My director, may Chukwu Abiyama continue to bless you and continue to keep you. No harm will come to you. No devil, no man can even tear your life, because anybody that dares, Chukwu Abiyama himself will deliberately remove that person from the surface. I believe and I pray that all we all wish to have been Biafran will surely come. If more surely come, because we have what it takes to do it. May God bless you and keep you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, director.
Yes, please.
There is one thing again which I want to comment.
Go ahead.
On the 2 days ago, I was reading the news on Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera has started talking about Biafra in different dimensions. I catch the news.
What did Al Jazeera say about this, our beloved Biafra?
They said the Nigeria is an oil producing, but the war during the 1960s of the Biafran, they killed 100 million. But I laugh. I said they never started. I said this is just a small.
So they said that is the thing about the name that our people don't understand.
Yeah.
So had the British started the boundary of the zoo from N'Djamena, had they deceived the French and taken Chad from them and decided to start from N'Djamena to draw the map? So today people in Chad will be saying, oh, but we are Nigerians, we own the oil. That is the distortion. That is why Biafra is important, that we have our own media house. It's very, very key. So that the whole world will hear us every blessed day as we preach this very gospel. That is why, to those of them, there are those that started supporting us from the beginning. They were the ones that Chukwu Abiyama brought forward to come and do this very work. We didn't know some of them. That is why the only way to counter Yoruba, Hausa, BBC, CNN, all their bias is by Radio Biafra and Biafra Media. That's how we counter all they're doing. By this very thing that we are doing today. Our propagation is ongoing. And as I said, our nuclear bomb. I feel sorry for the zoo. The zoo is finished. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you. Good morning from India, director. It's Placid Alozie Abua, the National Pier of India.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I just want to thank you for your work. I owe you a lot in the cause of Biafra.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I just want to make an announcement here in India for our upcoming meeting this Sunday. This Sunday we have meeting, all the zone have their zonal meetings this Sunday. For many people here in India who always ask where they have their meeting, and they're not hearing anything about Biafra. We have done a lot to bring our people to their knowledge of the Biafra movement worldwide, that they see that they still believe in one Nigeria. They still believe that United Nations was signed Biafra for them. They still believe that Nigeria was signed Biafra for them. I met many of them in the market. I give them flyers. They talk of all they can. They ask number, where are they doing meeting? I tell them, but still, they don't want to come out. I want to announce to you, any part of India you are, please call this number, our national PRO, our national coordinator here in India. His name is Ken Wilson. Any part of India you are in, call this number, ask him how you can reach Biafra in India. His number is this, 0991-71-01-9734. I repeat, 0991-71-01-9734. This is the number of national PRO, national coordinator here in India, Christian Wilson. I will also give you the numbers of zonal coordinator here in India. Any part of India you are, you find yourself here in New Delhi. The number is this, Mr. Obiora. If you are living in North Delhi, means GTB Nagar. Most of you people who live over there, GTB Nagar, you know where it is. North Delhi. The number you can reach him is 0987-35-60-416. I repeat, 0987-35-60-416. That is the zone for GTB Nagar. For those of you who are still sleeping, I don't know what to tell you. For Wally, Mr. Okechukwu, the zonal coordinator there, his number is this, 0958-29-74-914. I repeat his number, 0958-29-74-914. That is, if you are living in Nawada, Dwarka, Janapuri, Vikaspuri, Uttanagar, all this area, this is the number you will call. I know where they are having the venue of your meeting. Go there with anything you want. Go there and ask. They will tell you. Okay, another number is this. South Delhi Coordinator, Adolfo Tumwabisi. His number is this, 099-702-12869. If you are living Circuit Area, Green Park, Devili Road, Vasankunj, Chatapur, Nev Sarai, this is the number you call to know where they are having their meeting. I repeat the number, 0993021-2869. This is the number you call to know what is happening, to know how the Biafrans in India are piloting the affair of restoration of Biafra. I beg you, I ask you, for those of you who is silent listener here in India, your brother is about to kill in Indonesia. Your own brother is about to kill in Indonesia because of what? The money meant for you and him. Awusa boys are using it in Pastor Club here. You see him. Awusa guys are using your money here in Pastor's Club. You see him. You see him in Gurgaon. You see him all over India. You see him where the hotel he's going to school from. Who cannot be able to know his left and right? Is using your money here in India, living in a duplex in Noida, Greater Noida, living in a duplex in Gurgaon, where you cannot afford to live, but Hausa boy is living there going to school. Shame to you. You don't want to come out for your freedom. This is what I want to tell you. Biafra is real. Biafra has come to stay. But it will be a mistake for you. When the door will close, you will ask, how can I get them? I don't know what to tell you. I personally, I have stand for it. Death or life. That is my promise here in India. I don't care who you are. Ohanes and Yohimi, Ohanes and Derami Waska. You will call this so me, Lanola Nigerian embassy anywhere. Where you like, let you be. I don't care what I promise you. Biafra will come. Or there to follow every of us.
All of us, we will perish. If Biafra doesn't come, there's you one outcome is guaranteed. We will all perish with them. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, I can hear you, my director. Good day and good night from here in India. This is a Prophet Callistus. I'm from Accra in Olo. I'm calling from India.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yes,
I want to say something, please. Do you know that Olo people are the, how can I put it? Olo people have Biafra at heart more than any other people in all of Biafra land. Do you know that?
Yes.
Do you know, I have noticed everywhere I travel to, calls that come in on Radio Biafra, it's always Olo, Idato, and Mkano in Enugu. Always these three key areas, all the time, people from this. And I'm thinking, why is that the case? Maybe Biafra, new capital territory, will be in Olo. To be honest with you, you people are, when it comes to Biafra, there is something about Olo that is quite special. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, please, I want to remind you one thing. When you come to Accra in Olo, the Central Bank of Biafra Savings is still right there right now. In front of my father's house.
No wonder. All the time, anywhere you go to is Olo. And I keep asking them, Ozundi Olo Soso Keme in Biafra. But there is something special about them, and I need to investigate to find out why Olo is so attached to Biafra. I want to know why. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I want to thank my people of Biafra here in India, the National Coordinator, and the PRO himself who spoke right now, and I happen to be the National Treasurer of the IPOP here in India, and I thank all the coordinators and all the dark high core Biafras. I am Prophet Callistus Dominic. Okay, Chukwe Menaha, I'm from Olo. Director, there is one question they asked people yesterday, and nobody asked to answer the question. You ask, have you seen any Igbo leader that loves Igbo people? And nobody answered that question.
Because nobody
answered that question. I was keep on wondering. And another thing again, you know, our people sometimes, I don't know what is wrong with our people. Our people, that's what they call Okunko Akarele that are now here. Some people are thinking about the house they own in Lagos and the house they own in Abuja and some other place. But then we even did go last. So, Ukunko, Aparani Moyakal and Kerani Moyala. It doesn't mean because of the old house in Lagos or old house in Nepal or old house in overseas, you forget about the freedom of their people. No. I don't accept that. The one thing I want to tell my people today, that's the one verse I have in the Bible. Just go and read it. In Hebrew chapter 11, read it from 1 to the end. You will see what the God said about the faith. If you don't have faith, Biafra will come. I have a faith that Biafra will come. I personally, faith works everything under the sun. Without faith, our Prophet Nnamdi Kanu can never come out and say, Biafra will surely come, and Biafra will surely come. This Biafra I'm talking about is not a Chinese God. The Biafra is a spiritual calling. Biafra is a kingdom of God here on earth. If you are not righteous, if you are not clean, if you are not a part of the children of God here on earth, you are not part of Biafra. And I keep on telling people, as soon as Biafra comes, you rush to the book of 1 John 4, he says, all the spirit, you can test all the spirit, but you have to know the spirit of God himself. Go there and read it. You will know the things are about to come. Antichrist have come. People against the Yeshua. People against the Yahweh here on earth, they have already arrived, which is the Alpha Fonani and Yodbath. They are the people destroying the children of God. Igbo man claiming he knows God. Igbo man claiming he's an Israel. Igbo man claiming he's a Jew.
But when all these people are worshiping their God, they are worshiping on Saturday, they are following the way of their ancestors, keeping the Sabbath day holy, they are serving their creators, things are moving, the creator himself are remembering the children, but my people are keep on perishing because they ignore their God of their ancestors. They can even play their land. Let me tell you, nobody is giving each other poison in Enugu. Forget about this, they are saying, I can go to my village and start, I like, and work, and eat anything I want to eat. Nobody kill me. You can't do anything. Well, when you travel abroad, you say, this will happen to me, this will happen. Nobody is pursuing you. You are the one pursuing yourself. I'm telling you, God said that whatever you bind here on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you accepted on earth shall be accepted in heaven. I personally, as a prophet, I accepted Biafra. The sake of people are coming up with Biafras, I rejected them. But as soon as Prophet Nnamdi Kanu come up, things began to happen. And I come up also and follow up. And whatever I join on earth will come to finish. I don't take a lot. And I want to tell my people one thing again. Please, anywhere you are in this world, once you are IPOB, please know that Biafra's struggle is a freedom fighter. We are not a meeting of women now. We are not just doing ordinary meeting. Please, anywhere you are, you have to open your eye. Even this is what I keep on telling my people here in India. Hausa people, Yoruba people, they are very dangerous. Anywhere you are, let our volunteer forces all work wide. Today, this is the message I have for you as a servant of Most High, Tuku Apiama, Tuku Kiki, the God of my ancestors, the great man in battle, the God that hear ocean, and the ocean become a mighty road. I am telling you today, let our forces, any part of the world we are, open our eyes from today, because our people are here about people and their evil plans. They have commenced their march against our people whenever we are doing meeting. This is message I have to pass. Let our forces begin to open their eyes. Anywhere we are, anywhere we are having meeting, anywhere we are gathering, any movement that is not from any suspected movement around us, let us begin to gun them down. Any part of the world, so that they will know that what we are saying is what we mean. And our director is about to march down to Biafra's land, the kingdom of glory himself. Biafra, I stand with you with Psalm 91. 10,000 and millions will fall at your right and their left. They will never come near you. Only with your eye you shall see the word of the wicked. So I have no more to say tonight, but I want to tell you, Metuku Adeyama bless you and bless you more. And let my comment go again to China people. I want to tell the China people we should be very careful. Let them be very, very careful. And let them be very, very careful, because the anger of Almighty is down there in China. But if the coordinator of China or the former coordinator of China don't want to hear what our national coordinator in India spoke to him last time, when the time comes, he may not stand with his agent. Because when we go to Revelation 12, he said that Angel Michael and his kingdom angels fought, and the dragon and his angels fought back. I can see the coordinator of China is fighting back with angels. But when the angels of the Lord will fight back with you, can you stand? That is the question I have for him over there. So that let the people know the trouble we are fighting. This trouble is not physical, it's a spiritual battle. And God bless all Biafra worldwide. I keep on remembering Prophet Okechukwu Callistus Dominic, a lawyer for the fight will be here in India. Thank you, director. May God bless you, sir.
And you too. May God bless you too. Thank you very much, our dear brother. I have another caller from here in the UK, I'm sure. Can you hear me? Yes, please. Can you hold on 1 second? I got my... Can you hear me, please?
Okay.
Please, can you hear me? Turn your system down if you can. I can hear you very well, but please turn your system down if you may.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, can you go ahead? We are... I'm waiting. I don't know what you're waiting. I'm waiting for you to speak.
Yeah, director, good evening.
Good evening.
My name is David Mpa Marhabu, which is my Igbo name.
No, that is it is not your Igbo name. That is your name. Any other name is a white name. Madhabuchi Mpa is your name. If you're answering Callistus,
Madhabuchi Mpa, which means men are not God.
Exactly, Madhabuchi. Go ahead.
Thank you. Director, there are a few things I want to point out. First of all, I will commend you with your efforts. Re-emphasize the idea of all these zones owning up an account in the name of the association or the organization. You know, the man that asked a question today, is the remedy or the solution to corruption and the insatiable nature of Igbo man. The antidote is nothing but contentment. And the contentment is a gift of the Holy Spirit that only few people have. Just take the point of the brother that maybe will be killed in 2 days' time. He has been contented and managed whatever he has. He will not go into committing a crime that will take his life now. Most of our people at home, here, wherever, let us learn to be contented. Let us be satisfied with what we have. Let us stop copying people. Let me be like this. Let me be like that. It is corruption. It is corrupting. It destroys. The law of God should be your heart. And the law of God is life. God gets law as now. It's an instruction for us to live for our own good. I think if they start opening accounts, all the zones in the name of the association, it will avoid the temptation of I've gotten a whole sum of money in my account. Let me, for some time, use it before remitting it. Let the associations, the organization's money go into the organization's account. Each zone, each branch should open account. Like you said earlier, 2 signatories is okay to sign and do anything with that. Then the next thing is, people should learn from what happened between 1966 to 70. Around 66, Igbos were being killed in Kano, Kaduna, Lagos. I could remember those days. Those who were able to come back without anything, the slogan will be Ejimishilo. And yet, they didn't learn any lesson.
Never. They never learned. Like the Jews.
A lot of them are still there.
They go back to the same place where they were killed.
A lot of them are still there. High establishments, I didn't know. How many times they will fall victims of all those things to learn a lesson? And more so, peradventure, the activities we are embarking on comes up. Those of them over there will still suffer. In Lagos, like one of us said today, if you happen to be in Lagos between 22, 23 to even 6th, December to 6 January, you will see that Lagos is empty. Yorubas are not even in Lagos. 80% of inhabitants of Lagos are Igbo people. Biafrans. Around 2013, Oladipo Market was sealed for over 2 months. That Oladipo was only for Igbo people. The warehouses, the garages, the mechanic areas, all those areas was sealed. And they knew how much they spent before it was reopened. They should know. Some time ago, fire, this time fire, and so many other things. I didn't know how many times these things will happen to our people before they learn a lesson. They should be very careful. People, like I said earlier, all over should learn to avoid crime. In fact, even here, another problem they have is that they have been taught that way. They have, the white has infused that in their blood. Here, if energy supplier is not cheating you, telecommunication is cheating you, council tax is cheating you. I mean, all around, and our people have become part and parcel of this. I don't understand. If one should, as much as possible, pray to God and be contented, even in the land of Jephthah we are talking of, if we go back there and go with greed and the avarice and the
the ground will open and swallow us. God will destroy us.
It will not work. It will not work. Then the next aspect is that we have people that are wealthy. Sometime, Wurindik, you gave a little brief history of the Hebrews by the time they were being slaughtered here and there in Europe and Asia. If they had gone straight to Jerusalem, they would have had a lot of problems. What they did was to have that problematic area. I want us to learn a lesson from there. They followed the route to Jaffa, go beyond Jaffa, and started buying land and developing the area they call Tel Aviv today. Six indigens started the development and started beckoning on their brothers here and there, please come back and let us do this. When they got that area ready, they started their work, they started everything, and then it took time before they ever talk of reaching out to Jerusalem. Even the Jerusalem today, the West Bank, the Gaza area.
Yes, can you hear me? We've lost him. We have lost him. The line wasn't very faithful. Let us try one more call and then we bring it to an end. But I can understand what our brother is saying. They circumnavigated because people had taken over their land. Muslim. Palestinians had taken over Jerusalem. Is there anywhere in the Bible where it said a Muslim king built Jerusalem? Is it anywhere in the Bible, I ask you, who built the temple to Tukwabiyama in Jerusalem? Is it not Solomon? Then why did Muslims build a mosque on top of Solomon's temple if they are not troublemakers? If they are not. Somebody was asking me on Facebook. I took the Damascus Gate in Jerusalem. I was there when I was there a few years ago when I went to do some fasting and prayer. I took the photo of the Damascus Gate in Jerusalem. I went in there and I went to the place. How can you build a mosque on top of a temple that was standing or sitting there for thousands upon thousands of years? Why? If you're not a troublemaker. When people say Islam is a religion of peace, I look at them as idiots. If you want to know that Islam is troublesome, I challenge you to go to Jerusalem. Look at the ruins of the Temple of Solomon and then go inside and ask yourself, what is a mosque, two mosques for that matter, doing on top of the Temple of Solomon? If not to look for trouble. When the Christians came, the Christians built their own separately. The Church of the Holy Sepulchre, the Ethiopian Church, the Church of Nativity, all of those things are scattered all over there. There is no problem. Even the king of Byzantium, I think, what's his name? I don't know what is happening to me. I keep forgetting names. The man that convened the Council of Nicaea. What's his name again? Why should I keep forgetting? I've forgotten. They said this is where Jesus went to heaven from. You know Joseph Arimathea, you know, on the cross, I don't know what is happening to me. I'm forgetting a lot of things. Too many things. The place where Jesus fell. I used to have that before. On the road, it's all in there. The Christians never built any church on top of holy Hebrew sites. Christianity never did. None of those churches were built on top of ancient Jewish settlements, but only Islam. When Islam came with their trouble, they had to go and build not one mosque, but two. So Muhammad did not see Mecca or Jeddah to go to heaven from. He came to Jerusalem. Where did they say that Muhammad went to heaven from? From the Temple of Solomon. I don't know our people. I don't know. Thank you very much, Emperor Constantine. I don't know what is happening to me. If I'm suffering from amnesia or what. I don't know what's happening to me. Yeah, man, indeed, but the stress of serving Igbo people can kill. Only the stress of serving them can kill you off in Wufu for nothing. I've forgotten Emperor Constantine. I make reference to all the time. He convened the Council of Nicaea that gave you the Bible that you read today. He's not a Hebrew man. He's not Jewish. He's not Hebrew. He's not a child of God. He didn't come from heaven. Never descended from light, but somehow they got together in Byzantium, which is present-day Istanbul in Turkey. to decide on the gospels to take and the ones to reject. The wife and the mother went to Jerusalem and said, oh, here, Jesus rose to, went to heaven from here. They pointed out the places where they built all the big churches. The Armenian church is there. The Coptic church is there. None of them was on a Jewish site. The only people that came looking for trouble is Islam. Islam. That is why when you go into the Temple of Solomon to go and pray, the place where you are meant to be standing, there is Islamic library there. Troublemakers. And people look around and say, Israel is making trouble. They are looking for... People are daft. You see history, you turn it upside down. Upside down. The land of Canaan, Joshua, the book of Judges, of Samuel, the book of Kings, all the magnificent kings of Israel. Did you hear about Alakoba there? Any Muslim there? That is the land today they want to cut into two and give half to Islam. People are mad. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? You are our last caller this evening. Can you hear me?
Yes. Director, did you get my WhatsApp message?
I have not checked because I'm on the air broadcasting. I have not checked the WhatsApp message.
Please check, Director, because I just sent you the message. As I said, I am from East Bay. I called you maybe half an hour ago.
Yes, you did.
And I spoke to you. I'm just keep me posted. That's all I need.
I'll do so. Be rest assured. I will do so. Okay. I'll check and I'll do so. Thank you very much. Thank you. And our dear sister who is also keeping people updated. If you also want to contact us, please, or you have a message for us, always go to Skype. We now have somebody working full time on Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1 on Skype. We cannot take all the calls here. So we have somebody helping us during the day to make sure that all the queries are responded to. If you have anything to say, you can't get hold of us, you're struggling, please go to Skype, Radio Biafra or Radio Biafra 1. You can place a call. You can ask questions. You'll be responded to in no time because our sister is doing a very marvelous work there. Thank you very much. I thank each and every one of you for having listened to us this very evening. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. May the peace of the Lord be upon each and every one of you. Believe it or not, we may sound sometimes as if we don't like you very much, but we actually do. That is why we do what we do. Why we do it, I don't know. It wasn't my intention in the first place, but here we are. And this work must be done because Chukwu Abiyama said it must be done and it should be done by people. That is why we are here. If you find yourself listening to Radio Biafra, you are indeed privileged because you are a partaker in the truth and the gospel of the restoration of the kingdom of God upon the face of the earth. That kingdom is Biafra. That's why we are here. And Biafra will come because Chukwu Abiyama is God. Instead of his words not to come to pass, heaven and earth will pass away. That's what he said. And because he's God, we hold him to it. And that is why we know Biafra is going to come. He said, if you come back to me in the book of Deuteronomy, I will restore your inheritance. If you understand English language very well, you understand what that very verse means. If you abandon your wicked and evil ways and return to me, recognize me as your Lord and your God, the Lord of hosts, the maker of the heavens and the earth. The Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the author and finisher of everything that you see around you, then I will return to you your inheritance. That inheritance is Biafra. And Chukwu Abiyama will not fail. Because if Biafra doesn't come, then don't worry because there is no God. Because I hold Chukwu Abiyama, I say to people, there is a type of prayer I make. Anything I ask for is given to me. Do you know what that prayer is? It's a secret and I'll give it to you. Anytime you pray, you quote what God said, what he said. That's all. You say, you said this. If you do this, this will happen. These are your words. And because you're God, instead of your words not to come to pass, heaven and earth will go away. That is why even when Yeshua was praying, he said, forever and ever. Time immemorial, because God is timeless, as I told you. If you want to find meaning to that, start counting 1, 2, 3. If you start counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 until you die, you can never finish counting the numbers of the earth. Do you see the stars in heaven? When at night, look up in heaven, you see stars in heaven. Do you know how many of them there are in heaven? There are more stars in heaven than the grains of sand you have in the whole earth. all the sand, the grains of sand you have on the earth, there are more stars in heaven than the grains of sand you have in the whole earth. That tells you that is why Chukwuabiama is too deep. You don't go too deep looking. Just ask and it shall be given unto you. Our ask is very simple. Give us Biafra, your own kingdom, and we'll offer it back to you as sacrifice. If you have listened to us this evening, you're indeed blessed, as I said earlier. And that is why to us, Biafra is and must remain our religion. Here is where we will worship all the time without fail. Because here on this platform, the truth is spoken. That is where we're immensely blessed. This same Chukwuabiama that we worship every blessed day will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, Chukwuabiama will bless Biafra. Chukwuabiama will remember his promise to our people and bless his own creation. He will bless Biafra. From me here this very evening, it is simply good evening.
We shall always remember.